Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
There was another massive explosion at the Ritz-Carlton.
Wollstonecraft says he's shocked by the attacks given the level of security.
To get into these hotels, you've got to come up to a large metal barrier. The vehicles are searched. They use bomb-sniffing equipment in the vehicles. There's armed security guards. And then when you get to the actual lobby, you've got to actually go through metal detectors, and your bags are searched.
Indonesian authorities are blaming suicide bombers. CBS's national security analyst Juan Zarate says the government has cracked down on the leading extremist group, Jamaah Islamiyah.
JI has undergone a severe crackdown by the Indonesian authorities and the regional authorities in Singapore, Malaysia. And so this is a bit of a surprise.
In the early hours of today, a key House committee gave the green light to more than $500 billion in new taxes to help bankroll health care reform. Let's go live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
And President Obama will welcome this latest action in the House Ways and Means Committee. Approval of revenue provisions in the House bill, including new taxes on families making $350,000 a year. But the Congressional Budget Office says reform proposals would fail to achieve the key goal of cost containment. That gives new ammunition to critics of the approach to health care reform. But Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus insists the funding questions will be resolved.
We are clearly going to find ways to bend the cost curve in the right direction.
CBS News congressional correspondent Bob Fuss is tracking the outlook on Capitol Hill.
Health bills are moving forward in the House and Senate at very different speeds, and a collision between them is inevitable. The House bill's moving through committees and will likely be on the floor for a vote within the next 2 weeks. While there are slow bipartisan negotiations in the Senate, a focus on very different kinds of tax hikes, and a group of moderate Democrats pushing back against growing public pressure by allies of President Obama.
I'm Dan Raviv. Across the country, Americans are debating the health reform they hear will include a government insurance option. Sounds fine to Richard Thomas in Fort Collins, Colorado, a military veteran, now retired. He's found with government coverage.
I can go to just about any doctor I want or any specialist.
But James Hudnall, a website developer in San Diego, fears we'll have socialized medicine.
Governments fail in just about everything they do.
Maybe, he says, we'll have low cost, but also low quality.
The leader of the world's Roman Catholics ended up in the hospital for surgery after a mishap. CBS News reporter Sabina Castelfranco has details.
Pope Benedict fractured his right wrist and sprained his ankle during the night at his chalet in the Italian Alps where he is on vacation. He was taken to the hospital where he was given a complete checkup. The Vatican says he should be released later today.
New unrest in the streets of Tehran. Supporters of opposition leader Amir Hossein Mousavi, tens of thousands packed Friday prayers and marched through the streets. Iranian police fired volleys of tear gas into the crowds. The latest tension follows those Friday prayers at Tehran University, during which the powerful cleric Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani blasted Iran's leadership over last month's disputed presidential election. CBS News reporter Tula Vlahu has more.
In coded message, he's basically telling the government that you cannot make the opposition go away. You have to deal with them, and the country will not trust the government again until there is reconciliation from all sides.
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. The NTSB is about to reveal more about a jetliner crash at DIA last December. Dozens of people were injured after the jet caught fire and skidded off the runway. Former FAA investigator Greg Fife talking with 9 News.
Especially when we look at the cockpit voice recorder and the flight data recorder data, those are going to be the two critical pieces of information.
The Boeing 737 was bound for Houston when it skidded into a ravine during takeoff. A fixture in Denver's City Park will stay dim for the rest of the summer. On June 26th, the electric fountain at the park was hit by a lightning strike that damaged LED lights used to bathe the waters in colored light. And a Colorado camper used his chainsaw to fight off a mountain lion in the Shoshone National Forest in Wyoming. Dustin Britton of Windsor left a 6 to 8 inch gash on the lion's shoulder, causing the animal to give up its attack. He suffered a small puncture wound on his forearm. Wildlife agents later shot the lion after it attacked a search dog. Sports, Rockies all over the Padres. They win 10-1. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's a pretty good start to this morning's commute. In fact, no crashes or stalls to get in your way. CDOT's wrapped up their overnight construction projects.
From Consumer Reports and eBook Showdown, I'm Ernie Sprantz. If you're shopping for an ebook reader, as in portable electronic text display, two brands dominate, Sony and Amazon. For the July issue, Consumer Reports compared the Amazon Kindle 2 and Sony Reader PRS 700BC. To start, the Sony requires you to install software on your PC. It's not Mac compatible, and connect via USB to download new content. The Kindle is wireless, connecting automatically and at no extra cost to your Amazon.com account. It took an hour or so to set up the Sony, about 5 minutes for the Kindle. Both have a 6-inch black and white screen. Reading in a range of light conditions is generally fine, though on the Kindle, type and images are rendered more crisply and accurately. As far as navigation, the Sony has a slight edge. Its touchscreen made navigating content easier than with the Kindle's 5-way joystick. The only toss-up is the availability of titles. The Kindle store has 270 titles and counting, far more than Sony's e-book store. And bestsellers cost $9.99, a few bucks less than Sony's usual price. But Sony allows access to 500,000 free public domain titles. The bottom line? The Kindle is easier to use and more versatile. The Sony, worth considering for its touchscreen and nightlight. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
Technology. When it comes to operating systems for your computer, you don't really have many options. After Windows, Linux, and Mac OS X, you'll struggle to think of any more. Thankfully, the guys at Google want to add one more to the list, Chrome. Based on their 9-month-old web browser of the same name, Chrome will initially be created for low-cost netbooks and will be created with the help of the open-source programming community.
It was there. It was there, yeah.
Just to check.
And I kind of locked eyes with that thing as I was driving past it. Now, I think there is something creepy going on out there. And, you know, we talked about it a little bit on Wednesday, and my stepdad referred me to an article in Westword some months ago about what's going on out there. And it's pretty kooky. So if you have any thoughts on that, we're in Open Topic Friday, so anything you want to talk about, fine with me. Is there anything weird going on at DIA? What's up with those murals? What's up with that crazy blue donkey or horse, stallion, I guess is what it is. And you also got a lot of concrete work going on there. According to that Westword article, there's like a 6-story underground facility there to house aliens, the chosen people. So strange, man. I'm not saying I don't believe in what you're saying is going on out there, but if you have any more info for me, please give me a shout at 303-713-7600. Again, anything open for you this morning, anything we've talked about this week that you want to hit on that you weren't able to, if the phones are jammed or you just didn't have time, or if there's a story that's been flying under the radar, please bring it up this morning. A lot going on in healthcare. The real battle is about to begin. I'm going to read a little bit of the CNN story. As President Obama presses the House and Senate to finalize their own versions of health care reform, the real battle over the issue is just heating up, and it's about to get very personal. Even some Dems are up in arms over a recently unveiled health care reform bill in the House. That bill would like to tax some of the rich, 5.4% for people earning over $1 million a year. A leader of the conservative Blue Dog Dems told CNN on Wednesday that he and other group members may vote to block the House Dems health care bill from passing a key committee if they don't get some of the changes they want. We remain opposed to the current bill, and we continue to meet several times a day to decide how we're going to proceed on what amendments we will be offering as Blue Dogs on the committee, said Representative Mike Ross from Arkansas. Ross said the bill unveiled Tuesday by House Dem leaders did not address concerns he and other conservative Democrats outlined in a letter late last week to Nancy Pelosi. They don't believe the legislation contains sufficient reforms to control costs in the health care system and believe additional savings can be found. Asked whether the Blue Dogs on the Energy and Commerce Committee are considering voting as a group against the bill if it remains unchanged, Ross replied, absolutely. So instead of voting individually, they're going to vote as a group. I think that's lame. Beverage companies running a TV ad opposing one congressional proposal that would pay for reform in part with a soft drink tax. Obama, meanwhile, is ready to play hardball. We can't kick the can down the road any longer, he said Wednesday. Deferring reform is nothing more than defending the status quo. Obama also reassured Americans who are happy with private insurance and oppose a government option. If you like your doctor or health care provider, you can keep them. If you like your health care plan, you can keep that, too. You will save money under the plan. I happen to believe him. Do you? There's a story on CNN Money this morning saying that, you know, there will actually be an increase in cost to the consumer of health care. So where do you stand on the health care debate? If you want to hit on that, that's fine with me this morning at 303-713-7600. If you want to have a little fun, too, we can talk about other stuff, entertainment. I'm ready for this concert this weekend, man. I can't wait. 2 days of fun in the sun and music. And I'm going to be there basically noon to however long they go each night. I guess Panic's going to play till 2 a.m. on Saturday. I guess that'd be Sunday morning. And, man, I'm just stoked. I am so excited. Got some friends coming in from Lake Tahoe as well this afternoon, so I got to go back out to DIA. I want to go in there and see what's happening. Looks like we got a call that knows something about DIA already. Michelle? Let's see here. I got button issues. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
The when DIA was being built, Lucent had the communications contract. My husband actually worked out there, and that's where all the communication network is stored.
And so that is that what's underground there?
Yes. It's not to house aliens.
I saw this thing, the Westward thing, like aliens and lizards.
No, there's a purpose for it. I mean, that's a huge facility, and when you think about everything that needs to happen, that's a lot of communication.
Yeah, I imagine, you know, but
yeah, you have to go. You have to remember the back.
The place kind of creeps me out.
It does. Now, I don't know if you remember back in the day, it didn't open on time.
Uh-huh.
My husband had security because he worked out there, so he had security clearance to get out there. So we toured the whole thing before it even opened, and it's just got some neat things. The designer, architect, builder, they were trying to be really creative and give unique twists.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I can't remember which terminal is, which concourse it's on, but there's one that has a circular thing in the ceiling right in the trains, and it has all the clocks. And it tells you what time it is in different countries and time zones.
Mm-hmm.
But if you see in it, it's the way they designed that it's acoustically sound. So they just try to be clever like that in its decor. Unfortunately, Wilma Webb commissioned and did a lot of that.
See, it's just kind of, I get a weird feeling when I'm out there. First, when I pass that little stallion horse,
yeah,
and then those strange murals that are supposed to mean something there in the main, not concourse, but, or I guess it'd be the concourse. And then you have, when you're traveling in the little, the rails out to the terminals,
uh-huh,
you have those strange little things on the side that blow in the wind.
They're wind chills.
I know, but they're creepy.
But it's supposed to be, you know, they were progressive, all about clean energy.
I know. But those don't create energy. I mean, they're just something neat for us to look at. I feel like I'm going into a different planet when I go out to DIA and the whole architecture.
We're making a statement. We're ahead of the time.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's just, the place just kind of creeps me out now. And after reading, I think everybody needs to go read that Westward article, and I'll try and maybe link it to our website at am760.net here in the next couple minutes.
Yeah, they went a little overboard with the blue horse.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's been talked about on the radio before, but never by me. You know, the blue horse, I don't get it. I just don't get it. Well, Michelle, thank you for calling and clearing that up for me.
You're welcome.
So you're saying it's just housing a bunch of the communications hub there at DIA.
Yeah, and you have to remember it's underneath the baggage claim, which is underground.
Right.
Also.
Yeah. All right, Michelle, you have a wonderful weekend, okay?
Okay, you too.
Thank you. 303-713-7600. Anybody want to talk about DIA? You think any funny business is going on out there? I don't know. According to that Westward article, you know, folks think 2012 is the apocalypse day and that everybody's going to be rushing to DIA, the chosen people, to hang out there. And what do you think about that? Anything else you want to talk about? 303-713-7600. Want to talk about the Sotomayor confirmation hearings wrapped up yesterday. Looks like she'll get through. Jeff Sessions, Lindsey Graham, looks like they will vote for her. Sotomayor has overwhelming, if not unanimous, support among the Senate's 58 Democrats and two independents, and is likely to win a number of votes among the 40 Republicans as well. Each senator will make up their own mind, Sessions said. Dems immediately scheduled a committee vote Tuesday, starting the clock on a schedule for the final confirmation vote before the Senate leaves August 7th for a four-week summer break, as well as before the next Supreme Court argument on September 9th. So they hope to have her in her seat by September 9th. And your judicial record strikes me as pretty much in the mainstream of judicial decision-making, said Senator John Cornyn, a Republican of Texas. Added Lindsey Graham, Republican South Carolina, you have, as a judge, been generally in the mainstream. Then why all the charades this week? Why did we need to pay attention to it for 4 days? 303-713-7600. Topic Free Friday. Anything you want to hit on is fine with me this morning. I got some local stories, too, I'll throw out on the other side. But I have a couple people hanging on. If you want to get in here, like I said, anything is open for me. 303-713-7600. 17 minutes after 6 o'clock. It's Friday. Traffic's normally a little lighter, and Todd Parker will give our first look at it.
La, 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 la. Yeah, I know, the last thing you want to hear is another bailout. But you better listen hard to this one. Congress has decided that the music industry might need one. They're calling it a performance tax. What the? Radio already pays to play music, okay? If they pay more, it means you'll lose. Traffic reports, weather, new music. Go to SaveYourRadio.org and tell your congressman to support the local Radio Freedom Act. Message from this station and the NAB.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guide offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guide has unbeatable prices on popular Pavestone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guide. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guide is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guide at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguide.net. If The Lumber Guide has it, you will save.
Now at the Home Depot, get end-of-season savings with 25 to 50% off select patio sets. With all the money you save on the furniture, you can invest in a new grill or an umbrella to dress up your patio even more. Or, for the autumn ahead, a fire pit to add to the warm glow you'll already feel when you save 25 to 50% on select patio furniture. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place, so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, buy a $30 gift certificate for Basil Doff's Pizza for only $15. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
303-713-7600. Open phones, open topics. Really, anything you want to talk about, cool with me. I'm not going to screen you. Well, we'll screen you just so I can get a phone or a name from you. But anything you want to talk about, cool with me. DIA, is there funny business going on out there? That can kind of be our side story. I'm also geeked up about this concert this Saturday and Sunday. I'm hoping it's going to be one of the best weekends of music I ever have. If you'd like to talk about your favorite concert of all time, man, I'd love to take that phone call too. Mine goes to Pink Floyd at Mile High Stadium. I didn't see the first time around, but I got to see the second one in 94, and man, that was a show. So if you want to comment on just for fun on a side note, but we can get serious too, give me your favorite concert you've ever been to. Tool makes my top five. I saw them at Pepsi Center a few years ago there the night before Thanksgiving. One that makes my top five, and of course a couple different Panic shows, and my first Grateful Dead show is also rounds out my top five. Madonna's in the top 10, man. That Madonna show from last year was hot. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jeremy on a cell phone. Hey, Jeremy, did you work at DIA?
I did, John. How you doing this
morning? Good, man. How are you?
Great, great.
Good.
Yeah, I worked out there as a contractor. Grew up in the area, and when they started, I graduated high school, went out there. I had to sign a non-disclosure agreement, and I'll tell you what's out there. It's an Air Force command center to be converted in a time of war under emergency, you know. I could show you exactly where they have two runways buried. That's all it is. There's nothing there. It's not unusual. It's a modern...
Is there a six-story underground building?
Six-story? Yeah, there's at least that. I mean, it's, you know, it's fairly sizable under there. I've been all over that place, and that's all it is. That's all it is. Of course, they don't want no one talking about
it. Just to be converted to an Air Force base if in time of war.
In a time of war, if there is an emergency, they could convert that into an Air Force base within an hour, and that's all it is.
Now, how do they do that in an hour, though? What I mean,
how do they do that in an hour?
Yeah.
Bulldozers, and they scrape off the runways they've got buried under 8 inches of dirt, and it's an Air Force base. They got the command center already built underneath. I helped build it. It's not that big a deal.
Really?
Actually, a lot of people know this, but like I said, we had to sign non-disclosure.
It's a big deal to me. I didn't know about it.
We had to sign non-disclosure forms. I'm not supposed to talk about it. I don't really care. You know, it's not a big deal to me. Wait, Jesus, dude, this economy? Hell, hopefully somebody will hear this and hire me to a better job. You know, so it's not, that's what's there. I mean, you want to talk about some weird stuff at DIA, ask around to people when they were doing the excavation and they found the tunnels underneath there and there's some weird fungus in there that made a bunch of guys sick. You don't hear about that one.
Is that right?
Fungus in tunnels underneath the ground out there. No one to this day, I don't know what it was. I've never heard.
All right, Jeremy. Hey, man, I appreciate it.
Thanks. Yeah,
all right, dude. Have a great day. You too, man. I think we got it. 622, 22 minutes after 6 o'clock, 303-713-7600. You believe Jeremy? He said he was working out there. This article on Westward says differently. You think it's there to house people after the apocalypse, the chosen people? 303-713-7600. Paul in Wheat Ridge has something, but Bob called me first. I'm coming to you, Paul and Steve. Don't go anywhere. Hey, Bob.
I don't take that.
What's going on at DIA, Bob?
I don't think there's anything really that serious going on. I mean, I think I would buy the Air Force thing. I mean, there's a lot of land out there, and I think there's...
It is on a creepy plot of land, isn't it?
Well, I think too many people we're into this paranoid era in this country. I mean, if you look at all the movies and the stuff coming up on TV, it's all about disaster, 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 disaster.
Yeah, life after people.
As far as the Bronco, the big horse goes, you have to remember the guy that was working on that was killed when part of his fell on him.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
Yep. Well, kind of reminds me of something. I don't know if you've ever been down to Bishop's Castle outside of Pueblo.
I've seen it on TV.
It reminds me of something that guy would build.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm an art minor and a drama major, so I find the horse kind of interesting, and also I kind of, looks to me like the Mascot.
The Bronco, yeah, that's what I thought it was at first, but I don't think it has anything to do with the Denver Broncos.
No, it doesn't, but I think you can kind of say, hey, that's kind of neat. Ever heard the song Riders in the Sky?
Maybe.
It was about the cowboy who's just, the horse is riding in the sky, and the, you know, it's kind of like a... Kind of macabre, almost.
Oh, yeah.
That thing. A real neat song. I listened to it when I was a kid. And the other thing, as far as health care, I'm going to let you go. There really is no other option, John, because do you want your premiums to go, whether the money that you're.
Well, there are.
To pay for people like McGuire, who got $1.8 billion, and that's the most egregious. Think of all the executives of all these companies. They're living high off the hog so they can deny, God forbid, if you had a sick child. To tell you that you can't, they won't treat your kid because they want a new house. I mean, to me, that's just so egregious and so immoral. Either we change this, you know, by whatever means necessary to get it right for all of the American people, because I can tell you, the whole thing with the Republican Party is it's a duty to die when you get sick health care system, which is what it is now.
Well, they don't want to help sick people. That's the main thing.
They don't help anybody but their own little fiefdom.
Yeah. Well, you know, I had a couple people direct it to me yesterday and the day before. It was an interview done by Bill Moyers on PBS with The guy's name is Wendell Potter, and I think he was like a VP at Cigna. And it's like a 30-minute interview, and if anybody wants to check that out, you should go. You know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send this over to Erica, and I'm going to see if we can't just put it up on our the J. Marvin page for people to watch. But it is super, it's unbelievable what this guy has to say about what was going on in the industry and how there was a concerted effort to try to make Michael Moore look like a Hollywood writer instead of like a documentary provider, and also how they were purging employee accounts to find out which ones were not profitable for the insurance companies and then rolling those people into different options.
John, tell me one thing.
And that happened to me. That happened to me in 2008.
Yeah, remember this. And I'll guarantee you this is happening. I mean, you know, right now insurance companies are going out and identifying the sick people on the payrolls of these companies and saying when it comes to layoffs, these people go first.
Yeah.
And that's immoral and illegal. It should be illegal. It should be a felony to do that. And I know one case where that happened recently, where a guy got sick that I, you know, that I kind of play golf with, and he was supposed to be moved to some other city to actually work with the company. And when he got sick, they canned him. And he probably has no health insurance.
That's sad.
Okay, so just remember that. Think of it as it's time to force these insurance companies, you know, kicking and screaming to the fire. And if they don't, if they don't relent, throw them in.
Yeah. And, hey, I'll throw this out there right now for all of our single-payer supporters.
Yeah.
I got this from Democrats.com. Representative Dennis Kucinich proposed a crucial amendment today for single-payer health care, and we urgently need you to call one or more of the 26 Democrats on the House Education and Labor Committee. Their message, simple. Please support Representative Kucinich's amendment today and the HELP subcommittee to let states create single-payer health care systems.
You know what we need to do with the Blue Dogs? Let them know that if they don't support this wholeheartedly, we're all prepared to drag them to near the gates of you-know-what, the down under, where there's fire. I mean, to force them to vote something different. Otherwise, they're not going to make it next time around. We're going to make their lives miserable.
Well, Jared Polis is on that subcommittee, so if folks would like to contact Jared Polis today and tell him to support that amendment there that Kucinich is offering.
It's time to fight. We're at war, man.
Yeah. All right, Bob. Hey, thanks a lot, brother. Have a good weekend. Hit him straight. 303-713-7600. Open phones, open topics, really anything you want to talk about. Let's just kind of breeze through Friday here and have fun. Forgot to ask Bob what his favorite concert was of all time. Dang it. Let's go to Paul in Wheat Ridge. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, regarding DIA.
Yes, sir.
I talked to my boss about it, and he worked out there when they were building it. And he said there's a double wide size trailer that's a fallout shelter or bomb shelter for the city and government officials.
Yeah, that's what I've heard as well. I think that Westward article talks about that.
Yeah, it's fully stocked with food and all kinds of stuff. So.
Yeah, I think I read something that it could house up to like several hundred thousand people.
I don't know about that. He said that all the rumors probably started from that.
Well, there's definitely something going on out there, man. Do I believe Jeremy, who called and said that he worked out there and it's just, you know, it can be converted to an Air Force base during time of war within an hour?
I believe it.
Or is it maybe both? Maybe a fallout shelter for, you know, politicians and important people here in Colorado?
Well, he said it was for like city government.
Right. Just, huh. Interesting.
But that's for sure out there because he did all the security systems up.
So you think something fishy's going on out there too?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, weird. What do you make of all the artwork out there?
It looks good.
You like it? Yeah. It's strange, man. I feel like I'm on acid every time I go out there. I really do. All right, Paul. I want to take these DIA calls this morning. If anybody, thanks for the phone call, Paul.
My favorite.
Your favorite concert. Give it to me.
Ever been to? Metallica Black concert. It was 4 hours straight of Metallica.
The Metallica Black concert when they released that CD Black?
Yeah.
The Black album?
Yeah, 91.
Yeah, you know, I saw Metallica a couple times. I think it was in 1 year. I saw them at the Monsters of Rock at Mile High Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And that was fun. Van Halen and the Scorpions. I'm trying to think who else was there. That was an awesome show. And then I saw them at Red Rocks, I think later that summer. And it was so cool, man. It was like the best Metallica show I've ever seen because a lightning storm rolled through there, And they were playing, like, For Whom the Bell Tolls off of Ride the Lightning, and I was just blown away, man.
I guess the second favorite would be the G3 concert.
The G3 concert?
Yeah, with Joe Satriani.
Uh-huh.
Kenny Wayne Shepherd and all them playing guitar.
Yeah, all those awesome guitarists. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. All right, man. Hey, thanks for playing on that one, Paul.
Yep,
we're going to keep that one going hopefully most this morning. You want to talk to me about your favorite show? I got the Mahi Music Fest coming up this weekend. I hope it lands in the top five anyway. 303-713-7600. Open topics, anything you want to talk about. I have some other stories I can throw out here that you can comment on. And I'll do that here after a break, unless you fill them up and we just keep this thing going. We do expect to hear from Congresswoman Diana DeGette at 7:30. We'll talk about health care as well as this fracking bill. And then at 8 o'clock, Center for American Progress is Christy Harvey. So nothing but you until then and then after them. So 303-713-7600. Let's go to Steve on a cell phone. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, John. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. You?
Not too bad, man. Working too much and not getting to play any golf.
I know. Tell me about it. I got to play 9 holes on Tuesday, and that's about the only golf I played in the last month and a half.
Yeah. Not cool.
Not at all, man. First, your favorite concert, Steve, of all time.
You know what? I've seen several up at Red Rocks, and I liked them all.
Come on, man. The best concert you've ever been to.
I think the best one I saw was Def Leppard up at Red Rocks. And I don't remember. It was, 10 years ago probably. But it was really good. Really
Def Leppard. You know, I remember when they – I was a huge Def Leppard fan, too. I was kind of like a little metalhead when I was in middle school.
Yeah.
And they filmed that Pour Some Sugar on Me. Or they had a show at the Mick Nichols Arena, and it was in the round, and they filmed live, and that video, Pour Some Sugar on Me, was from the Pepsi Center, or from Mick Nichols Arena.
Yeah.
And there's even a pan shot of me in there.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. I'm not going to say which one I am, but I was a little dirt head with a mullet. All right, Steve, what do you want to say about healthcare, man?
On healthcare, you know what? I do believe the president, but I don't think that reality is going to work that way.
You don't?
No. I think what's going to end up happening is once there's a public option in place, you're going to see companies start to shed their healthcare costs and let it fall out to the government. And then I fear we're going to have the same exact problems that countries around the world that have government health care have. I mean, there's no way we're not going to have those problems.
What problems? In what countries?
Rationed health care. Well, let's look at Canada and England for one.
I don't know why Canada's always brought up. Okay, but go ahead.
Well, Canada's brought up, John, because if you look at their numbers, look at their death rates for cancer. I mean, their death rates for cancer are much higher than the United States because everything's rationed. You get you go to the doctor in Canada. Now, it's obviously
Well, people say that you wait in line there at the emergency room or at the doctor's office.
Well, and I'll tell you what. I was listening to Ed Schultz a few weeks ago, and he had a guy on from Canada, some city in Canada. And, I mean, this just flew over their heads. They were talking about the fact, I think the guy said there's 4 hospitals in their city, and during off hours, as long as you know which of those hospitals is the one that's open for emergency care, you're fine. But the others are closed. They're not open 24/7. You go up to Canada and you need to see an oncologist, you wait for months before you get to see one because they don't have the same number of doctors per patient capita as they do here in the United States. In Great Britain, if you're especially older and you want to look at a hip or a knee replacement, they'll flat tell you no. You're gonna die within a certain amount of time anyway, so the quality of life it doesn't matter. And that will happen here. There's no way we can get around that. It's just not possible. You look at right now, Medicare.
I don't fear that at all, Steve. I don't think that's gonna happen. I think we're just gonna improve what we have.
John, I'll tell you why it's not gonna improve, because you look at right now with Medicare. You check with any doctor out there, and most doctors right now limit the number of Medicare patients they'll see because of the fees. And what's going to end up happening is when government healthcare has a foothold, you're eventually going to start seeing doctors leave the practice.
Are leaving the practice right now because they spend half their time trying to collect.
Well, and I understand, and there's obviously some issues right now. I think tort reform is part of what we need to look at. But you're going to see it even worse. And what's going to end up happening is instead of having specialized doctors that are available all the time now for the number of people we have, that number is going to substantially shrink.
Why is it going to shrink? I think it's going to increase. I think more people become doctors when you have more people needing health care, yeah.
I see, John, I don't think they will because it's not going to be as profitable as it is right now. You look at what doctors go through right now. They pay huge fees.
If you flood the market with 40 to 50 million more people that need health insurance, you don't think we're going to get more doctors, more hospitals, and more education on medicine?
Nope, I don't, because it's not going to be free market where right now you have a lot of doctors out there because, one, I don't think that they don't like doing it, but I think a lot of them like being doctors, but it's a very profitable profession to be
in. The doctors aren't making the profits right now. The insurance companies are, Steve.
Well, insurance companies do as well. I agree. I don't disagree with that. But I think what needs to happen, the only government intervention that I would like to see is, and I think I've told you before, I was in insurance for a while.
Right.
I would love to see the government come up with some sort of a plan where they assist the private sector insurance companies in putting together some sort of group where, I don't know, maybe via zip code or county, something like that, where they're forced to allow people to buy in, where rather than having group coverage just via your company, people who don't have that ability have some other public means where you can buy in as a group, because that's going to keep costs down and it's going to give them a big
pool. Is that kind of like what, is that like the co-op plan? Is that what you're saying?
You know what? I've heard the co-op talked about and I don't
That's kind of what it sounds like to me, what you're talking about.
Yeah, I think it is. I think in that situation, John, I think it could work. And I think you could get everybody covered. But one of the other issues that came up, and I haven't checked the numbers, but George Will wrote a column, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago where he talked about this. And on the 48 million that's entered about as the number of uninsured, which I don't know if it's correct or not, but he talked about the fact that 10 million of those are people that are already eligible for government programs but don't use them. 14 million are people who make $75,000 a year or more, so they could afford to get insurance, and they choose not to. And out of the remaining 24,000, 60% of them are illegal aliens. Now, I don't know if those numbers are accurate, but
I don't either. I was going to say, where'd you get those?
Well, it was a George Will column, so I don't know where he got them. I haven't had time to look at it. But I just don't think – I don't know why anybody would think that the pitfalls of government health care around the world, why they wouldn't occur here as well.
I don't see them. And I'm not a huge Michael Moore fan either, but Sicko was really sheds light on a lot of stuff. And if you can, man, I'm going to link this on our website, but check out this Bill Moyers interview. I know you may not be the biggest Bill Moyers fan, but I just want you to check this out because this comes from a VP of Cigna that was there for like 20-plus years. He got as high as basically you could within the insurance industry.
Well,
and basically, when he went to his hometown and saw some of these people that weren't getting health care, that's when it opened his eyes. And then he started looking at what was going on within his own industry. And they basically, the insurance industry, squashed what Michael Moore was saying, basically, even though he said, this guy says it was all what was Michael Moore was saying is 100% true.
Well,
this is Wendell Potter from Cigna. And if you want, just Google that. Google Bill Moyers and Wendell Potter and just watch that video, man, and tell me what you think.
No, I will. But, John, here's the one thing we got to stop doing, man. I understand that the healthcare companies and some of their CEOs make a lot of money. And if that's an issue, then fine. Let's address that issue. But that has nothing to do with why people don't have healthcare coverage. I mean, it just doesn't. It's an issue with...
And I know that's just a small part of the problem. It's the problem is as well, though, Steve, is people that do have health insurance but aren't getting the coverage they deserve that they're paying for.
Well, and that's something that can be looked at as well. Right. I just don't think moving to the government option is the way to do it.
All right. Hey, Steve, man, I appreciate it. Let's play golf soon. I know we've been trying for years, but let's make it happen, dude.
All right, John. All right. Sounds good, man.
Take easy. 303-713-7600, 20 minutes before 7 o'clock, late for a break. Open phones, open topics, anything you want to hit on. Got Dan, Phil, Blaze hanging on, so everybody just stick there. I'm wide open until Diana DeGette, Congresswoman DeGette, calls me at around 7:30-ish. So open phones, whatever you want to hit on is fine with me. John Turk filling in for Jay Marvin. Now Todd Parker fills us in on traffic.
Volume starting to build a little bit for southbound I-25 approaching Spear.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner
of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Another two finalists have been sent packing from So You Think You Can Dance. Judge Nigel Lithgow stated that although all six dancers had performed brilliantly, the decision was unanimous and ultimately two people had to go. And those victims were named Caitlin and Philip. Now that the top 10 finalists have been determined, they'll no longer be performing in pairs. And the public voting will begin soon.
See you today.
What are your favorite things to buy, see, and do in Colorado? Food? Nightlife?
Heads up, everybody! Now you can get Comcast high-speed internet with Power Boost for $19.99 a month for 6 months. So that means we really gotta bust our hump. I'm gonna need some experts on this one. So Mixmaster,
what's up?
I need you to handle music downloads.
Now, beats and lyrics, look to me. You'll kick them from your laptop to your MP3.
Big Eddie, I need you to beef up virus protection.
Sure thing, boss. As soon as I find my brass knuckles.
Shutterbug.
Yuck.
I need you to handle the photo center.
I'll do it now. Fast. Happy.
Maple. Be out.
And white lightning. Make those download speeds faster than ever.
Done.
Great. Get right on it.
No, I mean I'm finished. It's done.
Get the biggest value in internet. Comcast high-speed internet with Power Boost lets you download your favorite movies and music lightning fast. And the McAfee security suite is included. Get it all right now for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Offer ends 7/31/09. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to performance service for new residential customers. After promotional period, regular charges apply. Equipment installation and taxes extra. For more information, visit Comcast.com.
Hi, I'm Chris Johnson, Human Resources Manager, and I can tell you, as a leading tech company, we naturally use the web to find talent. My job is to find the brightest tech candidates. Dice.com has the most qualified and talented candidates out there. Because Dice focuses on technology and engineering, I save a lot of time and trouble sifting through thousands of resumes from sites that aren't relevant to our business. Usually we're looking for experienced software and hardware engineers, DBAs, storage engineers, project managers. We found over half our key hires through Dice.
Dice is the number one online technology job board. For over 17 years, Dice has focused exclusively on tech jobs. Post your open technology positions on Dice to access the best tech talent. Or search through thousands of resumes from qualified engineering and tech professionals from all across the country. Visit Dice.com. Dice.com.
In Federal, you just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Nice, Erica. Love this stuff. 6:43, 17 minutes before 7 o'clock. Erica, I'm going to pull you in here real quick. Trying to get everybody's favorite concert of all time. You want to give me yours real quick?
Oh, well, I've been to so many great ones. I saw Green Day at the Warfield in San Francisco.
Ooh, the Warfield. That's a cool place.
And they played for like 4.5 hours.
Wow.
And it was awesome. And, of course, I always see 311 at Red Rocks, and it's hard to pick one of those that was the best, but I also love them, so...
All right.
That was right up there.
Cool. Green Day at the Warfield. I've never been to a show at the Warfield. That's one thing I'd like to do before I go, before I check out. Thank you, Erica. Also, I've seen 311 several times, too. My favorite 311 show happened to be at Diddler's Green. I call it Diddler's.
Oh, really?
Diddler's Green. Diddler's Green. But it rained. It was in the rain.
Oh, okay.
And my wife, Stacy, I think she was like 6-7 months pregnant at the time.
Uh-huh.
And she was just bouncing up and down, holding the baby, like jamming out to 311. It was awesome.
Well, you were there this year. It started raining.
I was there this year.
Rock.
Yeah, just,
awesome.
You know, it was a little brief cool down. It was nice. But 311's kind of gone downhill, in my opinion. Their new music sucks. That's just my opinion, though. 303-713-7600. Anything you guys want to talk about, fine with me. Let's go to Phil in Fort Fun. Good morning, Phil.
How you doing, everybody?
Good, you?
I hope Jay's going to get better soon.
Yeah, I went and saw him yesterday, man. He looks great. He's lost a lot of weight. You know, he's still in that, he's got the chest cavity he's wearing, basically, this mold that keeps his spine straight. But he's doing good. You know, he said he went down and walked around Coors Field the other day, and he's exhausted after he does it, but he's definitely improving.
Well, that's good.
Yep.
I wanted to straighten out a couple things that other guy called in about.
Okay.
One is probably the worst run... He gave the example of probably the worst-run healthcare system in the world, which is the British, of the major healthcare systems, which is because it actually is truly socialist. Everything is run by the government. The doctors are controlled, the hospitals, everything. And it has the worst record. Canada probably is not anywhere near as bad as he says it is.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they would not have a lower overall mortality rates than we do, and they would not have lower infant mortality like almost all the other industrial countries do. The other European countries like France and Holland and Belgium and the Scandinavia and Germany.
Yeah, all the Scandinavian countries.
They're very well run.
Yep.
Very well run. So this is all.
I mean, we're looking at molds of what's going on in other countries, you know, that are successful.
Now, the other thing I wanted to say, as far as the medical malpractice situation.
Yes, sir.
He's talking about, we have one of the harshest states in the country. Denver Post said it's the fourth hardest state in the country to do medical malpractice in. And I'm going to tell you, you can believe it or not believe it, but I've been infected by a doctor twice in just 14 years. And the first time, I have a legal review that said that the courts defrauded me. And the second time, I can't get a lawyer whatsoever, even though I was triggered into Parkinson's. The lawyer in Greeley told me it's all about the money.
It is all about the money.
All kinds of people being turned away. I have a friend of mine, an acquaintance of mine at work, who's dying from improper heart valve surgery, and she was told she couldn't get a lawyer because of the money, because the caps are set too low, and she's dying just a day at a time. I've got Parkinson's. I was triggered by an overdose of nutritional therapy, either accelerated or triggered into Parkinson's. I can't get a lawyer, and I'm going to die of Parkinson's as a result, and there's going to be no remedy. My own therapist told me that after he saw the two things that I went through, he told me the second time, he said, I don't want you to do it, but he and make that clear. But he said if it became too much for you with the Parkinson's, I could not pass moral judgment on you after all the stuff you've been through.
Wow.
And that's this state. I mean, they don't protect. They're so in
they protect the doctors. Is that what you're saying?
So in, you know, it's so severe.
Well, I think there's a lot of frivolous lawsuits against doctors as well. I mean, you know, something like in that case, I'm totally with you. I mean, if there's no doubt that this doctor basically triggered it, you know, but a lot of doctors are being sued for stuff they had no control over as well.
Yeah, I had the problem is, I'm scared to death to go to the medical board, too, because when I got screwed up by the last doctor, I found out recently that the psychiatrist that messed me up years ago has now been isolated in the community where I live, or the impression it was given to me. I found out he killed another patient, and rather than uncover the guy, they've just pushed him off to the side, and they won't give him any business. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because he was chronically over-diagnosing people and chronically over-medicating people.
Wow.
In my situation, there was a doctor, it was an interesting thing, there was a lawyer in Greeley that wanted to help me, but he was on his own. He said, I can't afford to do it, and you're going to find they're all going to tell you the same thing. And he said, I was dealing with a quack, and he said, and he was a defense, he had previously been a lawyer that defended doctors in New York. And he said, you're dealing with a quack, and you're probably not going to be able to get any help.
That's the problem with our system, yeah. You know, if our system was the greatest system in the world, don't you think other countries would be trying to mold it after us?
Yeah, I think the bottom line is, you got to get to a situation of realization that, as my brother said, he's an economist. He said most economists will tell you that this system we have financially is unsustainable. That's what Obama says all the time. The government will go broke.
Yep.
The other thing one other quick comment I should make is that I've told you before. The reason why, when that guy talks about Medicare depriving stuff, is because Medicare is handling nothing but old people. So they've got huge
expenses. Yeah, it's all people that are sick or need health care.
A lot.
Yep, 100%. Hey, great point, Phil. Thanks a million, brother.
Have a good day.
You Bye-bye. Too, sir, and I hope you're feeling okay. Suck to have Parkinson's. I feel bad for Phil there. Let's go to Alan in Arvada. Alan, I got time for you before we break. What's up?
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
It's Turk, but I'm good, man. How are you?
Yeah. Oh, good. Hey, yesterday I just caught a last little bit of your show. You said you wanted to talk to a pro-life conservative who also thought everyone should get health care.
That you don't believe everybody should get health care?
I do believe everyone should have health care.
All right. Well, I was looking for a pro-life conservative that didn't want people to get health care. But yeah, why do you feel that everybody should have health care?
Yes, at a basic level, you bet. I mean, that's just basic, people taking care of each other.
Right. Isn't that one of God's tenets, you know?
Yeah. I mean, look at the good Samaritan. You know, picks up someone who's gotten beat up on the road and pays someone else to take care of them. You know, we need to take care of each other.
We do. I mean, I'm just, you know, we talked about, yes, that sense of community.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we're all in this together, really, even though some are conservatives, some are, you know, Democrats. But we all got to, you know, we're all, I mean, in my opinion, we're all family, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, we're all going to pay a little bit more for it.
Yeah, and I'm willing to pay for it.
Yeah, because right now what's happening is the people who are in the system are benefiting by the insurance companies excluding people.
They sure are.
It brings the risk down. That's, you know, so
right.
My premiums.
The insurance companies are in the business of insuring people that are healthy, not people that need help.
Yeah. You know, I'm not sure that a government-run system is the answer to the problem. You know, you can't have the right problem and the wrong solution.
I'm not sure about it either, but I'm willing to try it out compared to what's going on now.
Yeah, but there needs to be something to do, because right now, if a government plan goes into effect and there are not income limits on it,
uh-huh.
then it will essentially crowd out private insurance. You know, we hear a lot about, oh, you know, you're still going to have your choice. Well, I'll tell you what, most working guys don't have a choice. We take what is offered from our company.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, they give you a few different plans, but a lot of businesses, smaller businesses out there, yeah, you got one plan to choose from.
Yeah, or maybe you have two. So now here comes the government-run plan as a third option. Well, what's going to happen is if the company makes an economic decision that the government plan is cheapest for the company, then you know, the company gets to choose how much of your premium they pay.
Right.
So what they'll say is, yeah, you can keep your old insurance, fine. But instead of the company paying 50% of your premium, we're only going to pay 20% of your premium. So, yeah, there's a choice there, but it's a choice that most people can't afford to make.
And like he says, if you're happy with what you got right now, you're going to be fine. You can stick with that.
Well, that's my point. You won't be able to stick with it. The companies will make it economically...
You can always go get your own. You don't have to take health insurance from your business if you don't want to.
Yeah,
that you work for.
You know what that's going to cost?
That's going to cost you, I think, a small percentage of what your income would be.
Yeah,
if you choose
not
to participate in it.
Right, but I mean, if my company, let's say, takes out $200 a month as an insurance premium, so I could refuse that. And then go out on the open market and see how much $200 a month will buy me.
Right.
You know, of course, that's a choice. I have a pretty good idea that $200 a month isn't going to buy me.
Isn't
going to
buy you crap. No, and you're going to be better off with going with what your company can provide you.
Right. So that's how the government-run plan will essentially crowd out. And then you're going to have more unemployed because all the people laid off from the insurance company. But, I mean, I think the real healthcare crisis that's looming is people who lose their health insurance because of unemployment.
Yeah, no, it is a problem. These people that are sending COBRAs and then trying to get new insurance, then they have pre-existing conditions. Hey, I'm late for a break, Alan, but go ahead. I'll give you another 10, 15 seconds. Go ahead. You close it up.
Well, just that COBRA is a joke because of how much money it costs you.
Yep.
And anyway.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate you taking time to call me this morning after yesterday's show, man, listening.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Alan. Have a great weekend. 6:54, I'm late for a break. Todd Parker, traffic.
As far as the highway drive goes, southbound I-25, getting busier downtown. Same deal for southbounders on 225 after that Parker curve up towards I-25. Now we're getting word of a surface street accident. This one occurred at 3rd and Santa Fe. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
See your local Saab dealer and test drive Saab 9-3 sedans, sport combi, or convertible. Now is the perfect time to get behind the wheel of a Saab. Turbocharge your summer and take advantage of attractive finance offers on the 9-3 family.
Now, there's a lot of ways you can stay connected to us. You can listen to AM 760 on your iPhone, BlackBerry.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We are a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Where is my life headed? Will I find true love?
Should I change careers?
When you have important questions, California Psychics has answers. Over 150 gifted psychics available 24/7, helping people just like you. And California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
My California Psychic experience was primo. I was just astonished. I never expected that.
Secure and confidential. California Psychics has done over 1 million readings. Just call 1-800-PREDICT. 1-800-PREDICT. And if it's not the best psychic reading you've ever had, it's free.
First, I had the chills and I felt choked up.
Our psychics will help you find love, happiness, and your true life path. Need someone to listen? Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. Remember, if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever experienced, it's free.
I definitely think California Psychics was the best psychic reading I've ever had.
Putting the magic into Irvin Johnson took a lot of hard work, but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center's working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Do you want to learn to play golf, or does your golf game just need a tune-up? The City of Aurora has a new golf learning center at Fitzsimmons Golf Course. Hi, it's Karen from Golf Aurora. Fitzsimmons Golf Course is thrilled to bring you the new Golf Learning Center. Let PGA Director of Instruction Sean Baldock at the Learning Center help your game. Private group or playing lessons are available. For more information, call the golf shop at Fitzsimmons or visit golfaurora.com. That's golfaurora.com.
Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at am760.net.
657. Got about 90 seconds left. I'm going to take one phone call here before the top of the hour news. Let's go to Blaze and Aurora. Been hanging there for a while. Michelle, Ray, and Gene, hold on. I'm coming to you. Hey, Blaze.
Hey, John.
60 seconds, brother. I'm good, man.
Right on. That's all I need. Hey, first of all, best concert I've ever seen. God, that's so hard to pinpoint. I'm old, and I've seen so many.
Come on, you can do it. Give me one.
I would have to say Jethro Tull back in the 70s, the Sheer Death concert at Red Rock.
You were there. Awesome.
Yeah, right on. You know, welcome to the divided states of America. That's my new deal. The divided states of America.
We are pretty divided in this country right now. It seems like everybody hates each other right now, right and left.
Man, we're divided on everything. We can't even settle on DIA.
I know, man. I got one guy saying, I worked out there. There's nothing there. One guy says, oh, it's an Air Force base. Another guy says, it's an underground bunker for city officials and government people.
Well, I just got one thing to say on all that, and I'm done. If this is a transparent government we have run by Obama, then he should come out and tell us all these things that we don't know.
Maybe he should.
All right.
I don't think it's a transparent government.
Hey, you have a great weekend, brother.
You too, man. Blaze, come out to the show, man.
I might run into you.
I know you try to get tickets, man. I was hoping I'd pull your name because you really participated heavy. And come out there, dude. You'll find a ticket for less than face value. We'll be back. John Turk on AM760, 303-713-7600.
In recent health news, demand continues to soar for a fast-acting diet supplement. In fact, thousands of callers clog phone lines trying to get it. It's called Apitrim, and it's clinically shown to get remarkable results without dieting or adding exercise. The company is so confident people will get results that they're releasing free bottles of Apitrim for the next 48 hours. A national hotline has been set up so you can find out how to get your free bottle. The number is 1-800-500-4452. Free bottles will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. Why the excitement over Apitrim? Because it contains an amazing all-natural ingredient that's been shown to help control hunger safely. In a clinical study, 100% of participants who used Apitrim as directed lost weight or inches without changing their diet or adding exercise. Current supplies are limited, so consumers who don't call in the next 48 hours may have to wait until more Apitrim is available. For your free bottle, call 1-800-500-4452. 1-800-500-4452.
turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
News, I'm Frank Sedapani. This is not what struggling small and mid-sized businesses need. Analysts say a bankruptcy filing by CIT Group, which could happen as soon as today, would be a real jolt to the economy.
CIT's bankruptcy would be catastrophic for retailers and catastrophic for the economy.
Business consultant Bert Flickinger calls CIT the grease that keeps the gears moving for thousands of companies.
CIT provides the lifeblood of cash flow that's so essential for every retailer, every supplier, and every brand manufacturer, from the textile, fashion, and accessory side to the jewelry side.
Talks for government help collapsed earlier in the week. CIT is trying to raise money from private sources so it can avoid bankruptcy. Two more big banks that needed federal bailout money are showing signs of turning the corner. Bank of America says it made more than $2.4 billion in the second quarter. Citibank made $3 billion. We have breaking news on the economy. The government says new home building hit a seven-month high in June. The number of new starts was up 3.5%, and an assigned builders are confident demand for housing will pick up. Application for construction permits jumped almost 9%. Two bombs turned one of Jakarta, Indonesia's best neighborhoods into a scene of bloody chaos. The bombs went off in adjacent Western hotels, a Marriott and a Ritz-Carlton, killing at least 8 people and wounding 50 more.
It was just chaos to see the people running away from those two buildings. And then I saw the glasses were shattered at the lobby of the Ritz-Carlton Hotel.
Terrorism analysts say the bombings have the fingerprints of Jamaah Islamiyah, the radical group linked to the deadly Bali nightclub bombing in 2002 and the bombing at the same Marriott Hotel a year later. Can a city stop a church from ministering to the homeless? Live to CBS's Dave Barrett. What's the answer, Dave?
No. The Seattle suburb of Woodinville, Washington, issued a temporary ban on development. Officials wanted to block a tent city for the homeless set up by the North Shore United Church of Christ. Now, the state Supreme Court says prohibiting these self-governing cities is unconstitutional, citing the Freedom of Religion Clause. The encampments house roughly 100 people. Increasingly, they are seen in several U.S. cities, from Columbus, Ohio, to Chattanooga. Frank?
California regents have approved mandatory 11- to 26-day furloughs for state university staff and faculty members. The state is desperate to save money, but University of California Berkeley professor Art Reingold says the move could backfire.
As faculty salaries are cut, many, many faculty have the opportunities to work elsewhere, and I'm afraid some of them will take those opportunities.
Overseas, Ayatollah and former Iranian President Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani told a crowd in Tehran the government could be plunged into a crisis if it fails to clear up questions about last month's disputed presidential election. Just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down 6 points. This is CBS News.
Celebrate the next 100 years of engineering excellence at the GMC Summer Event. Check out the legendary 09 Sierra 1500 or the 8-passenger Acadia. Visit GMCDealer.com. Take delivery by 7/31/09. See dealer for details. Do you owe back taxes? Being audited? Have several years of unfiled returns? The former IRS agents and tax professionals at Taxmasters can help solve your tax problem today. Call 866-694-4019. That's 866-694-4019. Taxmasters will solve your tax problems.
Now at the Home Depot, get end-of-season savings with 25 to 50% off select patio sets. With all the money you save on the furniture, you can invest in a new grill or an umbrella to dress up your patio even more. Or, for the autumn ahead, a fire pit to add to the warm glow you'll already feel when you save 25 to 50% on select patio furniture. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Mayor Hickenlooper continues working on Denver's money troubles. The mayor taking a tough question about budget cuts from a caller named Charlie.
Mr. Mayor?
Hey, how you doing, Charlie?
Are you and your council and other members of your staff going to take a deduction in pay?
Anytime I've run any business or been involved in any enterprise, if you're not willing to take more of a hit than everyone else does, then you shouldn't be doing it.
But the mayor says there's been no decision to ask city workers to take a pay cut. Hickenlooper points out he took a 25% pay cut back in 2003, and a salary freeze is in effect now. Larimer County employees probably won't get pay raises next year. County commissioners say flat revenues and a tight budget won't allow for salary increases. The Coloradoan reporting one commissioner says the pay freeze would probably be across the board. Wind turbines will be installed at six Colorado rural schools as part of a state-federal program aimed at generating some of the school's electricity and teaching communities about wind power. The turbines are scheduled to be installed at Stratton, Flagler, Walsh, and Burlington High Schools and Wellington and Kit Carson Middle Schools. And a Windsor man fought off a mountain lion with a chainsaw in Wyoming's Shoshone National Forest. Dustin Britton was attacked by the animal, which was later killed by wildlife agents. Agents say the lion was in poor physical condition and appeared to be starving. Sports: Rockies will try to win game two tonight in San Diego. They won the first game of the series last night, 10-1. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
You're going to find some police activity on I-70 right around.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
As the first season of Discovery Channel's Pitchmen drew to a close, infomercial star and series frontman Billy Mays passed away in his sleep at the age of 50. The series followed Mays and his longtime business partner and fellow pitchman Anthony Sully Sullivan as they attempted to market new inventions and products. No word yet on whether Pitchmen will be renewed for a second season.
The all-new Chevy Equinox with an EPA estimated 32 mpg highway and up to 600 highway miles on a tank.
From Consumer Reports, cooling your home, I'm Reese France. The most common mistake people make when it comes to air conditioners is getting the wrong size. Underestimate your cooling needs and you could end up sweating. Overestimate and you'll have a cold, damp space. Before installing a central air system, have a contractor do a load calculation to determine the required cooling capacity. This step is an important one as well if you're upgrading an existing system, since changes made to improve your home's energy efficiency, such as replacing windows or adding insulation, can reduce your cooling needs. On the other hand, if you've added living space, you might need more cooling. After the required cooling capacity has been determined, focus on installation. Adding a central system is relatively straightforward if you already have ductwork for your heating. But if your home doesn't have ducts, adding them can be expensive and messy. If you're in this camp, consider a split ductless system instead. Split ductless systems are similar to central air in that they can cool multiple rooms but need no ductwork. Choosing a reliable central air system is crucial because breakdowns are inconvenient and costly. According to our latest product reliability survey, Trane, the market leader, along with Rheem and Rood, were less likely to need repairs than those from Goodman and Heil. Of course, central air isn't right for every home. Recommended window air conditioners in our next report. I'm Maurice Sprance for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
Medicine. He also says, please ask for stats on the Canadian health care. Everyone I've talked to says no problems like this, only problems on elective surgery. No profit for doctors right now that are internists. Only specialists are pulling down big bucks. That's true. Only the specialists are really making the big profits there in the healthcare field. So thank you for all that information, Greg. I also did link up that Bill Moyers interview with Wendell Potter, former VP at Cigna, and that is an eye-opener. I suggest everybody go to am760.net, click on the lineup, then click on J. Marvin, and check out that interview. Super eye-opener. What the insurance industry did to people purging accounts to get them, you know, they're looking at accounts that weren't profitable, and then they were purging those people into other accounts to make a buck. Ridiculous. And that happened to me last year and drives me crazy. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Ray. He's been here for quite some time. Hey, Ray, good morning.
Hey, John, how are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Hey, I wanted to make a comment about healthcare as well. Couple things. Number one, I have in my particular profession, I get to work with adults who are sometimes coming from different countries. And I always take an informal interview with them. And
right.
question about, you know, what have you noticed different about our country versus yours that you have found kind of, you know, out there or different or hard to believe? And every one of them has mentioned our healthcare system. They do not understand why a country as rich as we are, so to speak,
have to pay for it.
Have to leave so many out. That's the problem. And then you had a caller on that was talking about healthcare from Canada, and one of the folks that I did talk to happened to be from Canada. But one of the things about what he was talking about, cancer and chemotherapy and taking care, you know, everybody who doesn't get cancer treatment dies.
That is true.
And that's in our country. That's in our country. And we have thousands of people die from cancer every day. And we have the medicine. We have the technology. So I'm really frustrated that we as a nation do not take enough time to look at the much bigger picture of perpetuating a healthy nation, a nation that lives better. You just saw the report that came out about the healthiest states here in the country. Colorado was at the top, less
most healthy. Fit, right?
Right. I just read a statistic yesterday, and you know, I didn't get real deep into it, but 1 in 3 African Americans are obese. I mean, what are we coming to? We're trying to kill people at the same time that we are trying to prevent them from getting care. I just think it's absolutely insane that we, you know, we'll spend billions of dollars on things that have proven to be futile, and then we spend no money on helping people get well or keeping them well.
Yeah, there's no interest in getting people better and getting them the health care that they need.
Well, and companies who, you know, you purchase health care. I have a friend who works for a very large insurance company, and they went to a plan where she has to have a $5,000 deductible. What is that about? $5,000?
Who can afford to just throw $5,000 down?
Exactly. And so, in other words, you get no care until you for any of those co-insured type services, you get no care until you meet your deductible of $5,000. That's absolutely ridiculous. And we're not talking about a tiny insurance company. We're talking about a very large insurance company. And so I'm going to look up your link that you put on.
Check
there.
It out, man. I swear. I mean, I was just stunned when I watched that thing yesterday.
Well, I was stunned when I did.
And I knew this kind of stuff was going on, but this really opened your eye. And this one has a whistleblower, somebody that was at the very top, basically, at Cigna.
Well,
when somebody like that talks, I'm going to listen, you know?
Absolutely. I've worked in the insurance industry for 9.5 years, and I remember a particular claim that I had worked on where the insurance company was denying the care for a person who had cancer, as a matter of fact. And it wasn't until I, you know, did some research and worked on that claim that I was able to prove that that claim needs to be paid. You cannot deny that claim. And they wanted to call it pre-existing condition.
I know.
Nobody knows that they have cancer until they go get diagnosed.
Right.
Okay? You can't say that it's pre-existing if it, you know.
We can't give you cancer treatment because you have a pre-existing condition. You had a bladder infection 3 years ago.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, they'll look for anything they can to deny claims, and that's also covered in that interview by Bill Moyer. So check that out. Before I let you go, Ray, what's your favorite concert of all time that you've been to?
You know, I actually liked, I got to see the Jacksons.
The Jackson 5?
Yeah, along with Michael Jackson. This was back in 82. In Madison Square Garden in New York City. And that was a fantastic.
Wow, MSG, sweet.
It was just when Michael Jackson was, you know, splitting out on his own.
So right.
They started out as, you know, together as the group. And
then he did his solo stuff?
Yeah.
Cool, man.
Fantastic. But anyway, you have a great day.
You too, Ray. Thanks, brother.
Jay said hi, and hope he gets back soon.
You got it, man. We'll see you.
Thanks. Bye.
Michelle and Aurora, David and Berthet, hold on. I'm going to come to you guys in just a second. Gene in Denver is my next call. Good morning, Gene.
Yeah, good morning. I sure do enjoy hearing you.
Oh, thank you.
And I called Chris Olinger to tell her so.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you. Keep calling.
Yeah, I'm calling about the health care, and I'm looking at yesterday's paper when it talks about the House proposal and the Senate proposal. And the House says about who's covered, 94% of non-elderly residents, And nearly half the uninsured would be illegal immigrants. Well, I'm really steamed about that. And I called Congresswoman DeGette's office in Washington, had a very long talk with somebody in her office who didn't seem to be aware of this, but he told me he was telling her. But you had a man a while ago who said he called one of his representatives, the senators, and really blasted that we're going to put them out if they don't do the right thing, and that's pretty much what I said yesterday. And, you know, I said how really upset. I'm a senior, and I have Medicare, but the backup that you must have for you can't just have Medicare. My Blue Cross has gone up $900 a year. Increased. That's not what I pay. I pay over $5,000 a year, which is more than a third of my income. But that's what I pay for insurance.
Yeah, see that?
Pardon?
That's a third of your income you pay for your health care, right?
More than a third of my income. I pay for insurance.
That's about what I paid in 2008, was about a third of my income went towards health care.
But, see, they pushed the drug plan on us, and then there's no negotiating with the drug. See, the vets have a drug plan, but they pay 57% of what the seniors pay, and... But, see, they can negotiate with the drug companies.
Whereas the seniors can't?
Congress sold us down the river. Whatever the drug plan wants to do, they can raise us once we sign up, which we have to do every year. Mm-hmm. They can raise, they can deny, they can do anything. Congress has sold...
Well, that's what's going on right now. Prescriptions are going up. You know, your monthly, what you pay is going up, your premium. You know, I mean, my premium, I think it rose about 20%, and that's what you kind of see across the board. That seems to be the number. Anywhere from 20 to 40% is what insurance premiums are going up this year.
But, see, I had Blue Cross of Colorado as my backup, and without me even knowing, they sold it to someone in California. So it's not any longer a nonprofit, and I got 3 increases in a year, and I just found out that they had been sold, and it used to be that they had to get permission from the state insurance if they wanted to give an increase. They no longer have to do that. They can increase anytime they want.
And well, that's what I hope this does, is level the playing field for seniors, vets, and just the average American public. I think it should all be the same, one price.
They have cut so much from Medicare that they used to give us. Like, for example, if you have an eye exam for glasses, they must do a refraction. That's the only way the doctor can get a good reading. They no longer will pay for that refraction.
Yeah, it's pretty pathetic.
They're diming us.
Yeah, they sure are.
They have got to stop it.
I'm with you. Hey, Gene, thanks a lot for the phone call. You want to give me your favorite concert you ever been to?
I'll tell you, I'm from the old school, so I've had a career.
Oh, you've been to a concert or two. Come on, Gene.
I've had a career as a dancer, and I work with all the biggies, like
did you ever get to see Frank Sinatra live?
And Lena Horne, and, you know, so I'm really not in the new generation.
Well, I don't know. Did you ever get to see Frank, the old Blue Eyes, live?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I sat ringside looking at it. He followed me in a club one time.
Is that right? He was a womanizer.
Oh,
he was checking you out, Gene?
He sure didn't womanize us.
All right. We love you. Have a great weekend, okay?
Okay, you too.
Thanks. Michelle and Aurora, I'll take you before I break. Hey, Michelle. You with me?
Hey, sweetie.
Hey, hey.
That guy is wrong. The conservative.
Steve from last hour?
Yeah.
Okay.
They can't opt out of it. They have to keep what they have. It's the employees that have the choice. They
That's right.
Opt out.
Yeah.
They are
Thank you.
To
Thank
opt
you.
Out of their own employer's insurance. And it's the same for single people. I'm single and healthy. I go to the gym 5 times a week. But I'm paying out the nose, too, for my premiums. And my thing is, why don't you give a credit back then if I never use it?
There you go.
It should be rolling.
Well,
so.
That's the thing. That if they notice you're not using it, Michelle,
these
insurance companies will purge your account and try to flip you into a new plan.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That is
I mean, that happened to several people that I know of.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
you know, I was in a plan, an HMO plan, for like 8-9 years here. Mm-hmm. And then they had this new, this like open enrollment thing that, United does.
Uh-huh.
And basically you get in and you say what plan you want to be on, and you have to have like certain qualifications you meet, like, oh, I took a smoking cessation course. I did have my physical in the last year or two. Uh-huh. And there's a couple other things, like, you know, there's three like things you have to do in order to get into this plan. Like one is like a flu shot, some kind of preventative care. And so you do this, and then you go through a computer, sign up for it, and then there's a clerical error on the computer, and you get flipped. Even though you did everything that you were supposed to do to stay in the same plan you were last year, they're looking for ways to flip people into these different programs to create more profit for the insurance companies.
And, yeah,
and to decrease costs for the businesses.
It is utterly ridiculous, and the thing with the obesity is insane, but we also have to take responsibility for our health.
Yeah, very true. People need to be more healthy.
Some companies are forcing their obese employees.
Yeah, to take like, you know, obesity, not courses, but, you know, they were offering that here through United as well. And it was like they'll say, hey, okay, we know this employee right here weighs more than they should.
Yep.
This employee here, employee B, smokes.
Yep.
Okay. Employee C has some heart issues. And so they'll be like, all right, the first one, we're going to get him into some, you know, some weight loss classes.
Right.
Second one, we're going to make him take a smoking cessation course.
Right.
Third one, we're going to make him get into an exercise program. And now this is what insurance companies are in the business of, is trying to make people more healthy.
Well,
not by providing health care, but by telling them what they need to do individually on their own.
It's not only them, it's the companies.
Yep.
I mean, I read several stories where the companies are forcing employees to do something about their health.
More companies won't hire if you're a smoker, too, in some cases, Michelle.
Yeah, that's right. And I know we all have bad habits, but I try to contain some of mine.
Yeah.
And the thing is like, my mother is European. She's German. And their health care system is 10 times better.
Yeah.
You saw Farrah Fawcett was flying there for cancer treatment.
Exactly.
She didn't treat her type of cancer. There was no treatment for her type
there
of cancer.
There you go, the answer to Steve.
Yep. So, and they take care of their seniors. They may have higher taxes.
And if you've seen the movie Sicko, they're all like, how much do you pay? How much are you paying while you're here at the hospital getting this procedure? They're like, pay? We don't pay. What are you talking about? Wouldn't that be nice if we had that kind of situation here?
It is. And people just don't want to change. They just don't want to find a
status quo. Follow the status quo. Yeah.
Because we're told we can never do it. It's not going to work. And I'm kind of tired of hearing it. I would rather try it and see and then tweak it, because you can tweak it to make it better, but we can't sit here and do nothing anymore. My mother is retired and has to work two jobs to support herself, plus get a supplemental insurance, because Medicaid is not enough. And that's utterly ridiculous at 65.
It sure is, when they should be retired and start, you know, taking it easy. Hey, Michelle, what's your favorite concert of all time?
Gosh, I don't know. I saw Michael Jackson, too.
Did you?
That was
Sweet.
One of my favorites when they did the family reunion tour. But I've been to so many good ones. It's hard to say.
Which one sticks out the most?
Yeah, it's hard to say, because I've had some fantastic concerts
right.
I went to.
Hey, thanks a lot, Michelle.
Okay. Sweet.
Enjoy the
Have
weekend.
A good week.
You too. All right. Bye-bye. 303-713-7600. Peggy and David, hang on. And got an open line at 303-713-7600. Your phone call's next. We're expecting a call from Congresswoman Diana DeGette at some point this hour as well. So nothing but open phones, open topics for you. 303-713-7600. John Turk in for Jay Marvin. Now Todd Parker in traffic.
Police activity off to the shoulder. I-70 in Pecos causing some curiosity delays west of...
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you follow your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online, using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose, because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line, created by our national development team.
Spread across three time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, TIME. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
From Consumer Reports, some common camera goofs. I'm Maurice Sprantz. As part of a test of digital cameras for the July issue, Consumer Reports surveyed some 8,200 online subscribers about the care and feeding of their digital cameras. Many failed to make the best use of their new point-and-shoots. 66% didn't regularly clean the camera lens. You should clean the lens before each use. This minimizes the risk of focusing problems and blurry areas on pictures. 45% left photos in their camera for at least a month. Photo files should be copied to a backup device, like a hard drive, soon after capture. This reduces the risk of theft or deletion. 39% didn't know whether the camera had scene modes, image stabilization, face detection, or burst mode. These features make shooting easier and can improve your photos, so check the manual for features you may be unaware of. 28% of those surveyed told us they cleaned the lens with a shirt sleeve, household tissue, or canned air. You should clean your lens gently with a microfiber lens cloth and lens cleaning fluid. This way, you won't scratch or otherwise damage the surface. And finally, for those upgrading to a newer camera, 13% disposed of their old camera in the trash. If possible, sell your current camera, give it away, or recycle it. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
And vote on this.
Here you go.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Check out this story on CNN. Could moon landings have been faked? Some still think so. Captivated millions of people around the world for 8 days in the summer of 69. It brought glory to the embattled U.S. space program and inspired beliefs that anything was possible. It's arguably the greatest technological feat of the 20th century, and to some, it was all a lie. 40 years after Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin set foot on the moon, a small cult of conspiracy theorists maintains the historic event and the 5 subsequent Apollo moon landings were staged. These people believe NASA fabricated the landings to trump their Soviet rivals and fulfill President Kennedy's goal of ferrying humans safely to and from the moon by the end of the 1960s. You want to comment on that one? Do you think the Apollo moon landings were faked? 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about. Also, if you have any comments on DIA, talked about that a little bit last hour as well as earlier this week on Wednesday. Is there fishy stuff going on at DIA? 303-713-7600. David and Berthoud. Hey, David.
Hi, John.
What's up?
Wow, I just heard about the conspiracy theory thing. They really went to a lot of lengths to make that believable because they burned to death 3 astronauts. You know, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, that'd be pretty bad fake, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I don't think I'd sign up for that.
I tried to vote on it because CNN has a poll, and I voted no. I don't think it was faked. And now it's not giving the results. It said zero in both.
You know, you're talking about divisiveness in this country, and one of my friends used to every election cycle have a party at her house where Republicans, Democrats, Libertarians, Independents, we'd all get together and watch kind of like the Super Bowl, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And last 8 years, we don't do that because people were nasty. They were,
I know. Man, it's like nasty at the Thanksgiving table, isn't it?
Oh, it was just the worst. And I don't think it's ever going to happen I don't think it's ever going to happen.
Yeah, when are we going to get back together?
I don't
when
know,
were the last time we were kind of united as a country, though?
Well, I also remember this. You know, every time we would have a presidential election, somebody would win. And whether your guy or gal won or not, you know, you were either happy or disappointed. But you didn't the next day wake up and go, I hate that person. I hate that person.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I don't understand is George Bush took a few years for me to start to think, oh, my God, what is this guy doing, you know? Same with Richard Nixon. I mean, I did start off hating these people.
I didn't
either. I have relatives who are, you know, very conservative. They hated Obama before he got elected, and they hate his guts today. And I'm like, 150 days in office. You hate his guts. It took George Bush a couple of years before I started to think maybe he was just incompetent.
Yeah, I don't hate George Bush. I think he's incompetent and was underqualified for the presidency of the United States. That's it.
But these people hate. They literally hate people. Hey, I'm...
Yeah, and it's evident like the email I got from a family member earlier this week.
Yeah, I heard about that. That's just really pathetic. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes people don't even realize the racist things that
they're passing. Yeah, no doubt, man. We need to unite.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your favorite concert, man?
My favorite concert was an epiphany. It was a life-changing moment. I saw a double bill, Stevie Ray Vaughan with Jeff Beck, and they played their encores together. They got up on stage. My wife said she was going to throw up because it was too loud, and I told her, and I love the woman, I told her to either go to the lobby or throw up.
Don't throw up on me or go sit in the car. Nice.
It was the best.
I wish I could have seen Stevie Ray. I mean, if there's two artists I wish I could have seen play live that I never got to, well, I'll go with three. Michael Jackson's one of them.
Who's the other two?
The other two, Talking Heads and the one you just mentioned.
Yes. Very good.
Stevie Ray Vaughan, baby.
Hey, great to hear you on the radio,
Tom. All right. Hey, thanks a lot, David.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'm going to squeeze one more, and we're expecting a phone call from Diana to get, but don't go anywhere if you're holding on, because we never know. You know, with these congresspeople and senators, something could always come up, and they might not be there. So don't go anywhere, 303-713-7600. Peggy in Castle Rock, what's happening?
Hey.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Doing a great job filling in for Jay.
Thank you.
I wanted to address Steve, your earlier caller, and anyone else who thinks the Canadian system is not very good. I'm a Canadian. I've been in the States 30 years, so let's say I left a long time ago. But I do remember what I grew up with, and my parents are still there, both of them 85 years old, all my family, friends. My dad just had triple bypass surgery at 85. My mother at 80 had a hip replacement. So I don't want to hear how when you're old, they say no. That is just propaganda. And it's scare tactics, and I'm sick of it. The Canadian system is awesome, and it works. Mind you, this country has issues such as it's a border country. Canada is not, but it can work if it's done.
Yeah, I don't know why we're so afraid of what's going on. I don't know why we always point the finger at, like, Canada as what we're trying to mold our healthcare system as.
Because of greed and wealth and the insurance companies and lobbyists and lawyers and pharmaceutical companies, and it just... irks me when so many other countries, it's illegal to have health care for profit.
Yeah, it is. And I don't think, you know, insurance companies should be making profits on health care. Peggy, Congresswoman DeGette's standing in line. What's your favorite concert of all time, real quick?
Oh, Garth Brooks. I saw the Rolling Stones in the 70s, but Garth Brooks is awesome.
Really? All right. Thanks, Peggy.
Thank
have a great
you.
Weekend.
You too.
Anthony Narara, hang on. I'm going to come to you after our conversation. Congresswoman Diana DeGette, our special guest. Good morning, Congresswoman DeGette. How are you today?
Good morning.
It's John Turk. It's great to talk to you in this fashion.
I'm glad to be with you, John.
Hey, thanks a lot.
I know we've been trying to make that happen.
I know. Well, thanks for coming on. You've been busy. What's been going on with you this week? A lot of stuff. I've seen a lot of releases from your office.
Yeah, we've started in the House. We've started marking up the health care legislation. And, in fact, in a few minutes, I'm going to go back down. We're going to start the amendment process. So it's exciting. It's exciting that we're finally beginning to really work in a substantive way on a bill that's going to give every American health care coverage.
And that's, you know, I think what President Barack Obama said is it should be a right for everybody to have health care. Do you agree with that?
I do agree with that. I think it's appalling that the most civilized and supposedly most advanced country in the world still has 47 million people who don't have health insurance, including 9 million children. I think it's just really wrong. And the other problem, not only do we have all these people who don't have adequate health care, but it's a real drain on our economy. Our health care system costs twice as much as most every other country, and our medical results are among the lowest in the industrialized mm-hmm. world. And so those things combined together just really give us, I think, an urgency to reform our health care system.
What do you think is going to come out of this bill that you're going to be amending today? I mean, do you think it's going to be taxing the rich, surtax on the 5.4%?
You know, what I've really been focused on in my committee, I'm the vice chairman of the Energy and Commerce uh-huh. Committee, and that's the sort of the policy committee. And then the Ways and Means Committee does the sections on how you pay for it. So what I'm concerned about is that we make sure that we have a system that has that really puts the insurance company's feet to the fire and make sure we have competition. That's why I'm so strongly in favor of a public plan.
Right.
Because I don't see how you can get the competitive insurance pricing if you just really have the foxes guarding the hen house. So I'm hoping we'll keep the public plan in place. And then I've been fighting for making sure that we have quality improvements, that we have that we streamline our healthcare system. One of the pieces I was able to get into the legislation is that every baby born would be automatically enrolled in healthcare. And so we're not going to dither around while babies need well child care to figure out should they be in the exchange, should they be in Medicaid or SCHIP. We're going to enroll them right away in healthcare.
And that's great. And I don't understand why some, you know, people that consider themselves pro-lifers would be against offering health care to children.
Oh, I know it. There's a lot of hypocrisy.
Sure is. And that's what I've been talking about for a couple days.
Yeah. And, you know, the in terms of who pays for this, what we think is we do have to pay for it because, after all, we're in the most critical economic crisis of our life.
Mm-hmm.
But if we don't reform healthcare, then we can never move forward into the 21st century and rebuild our economy because our healthcare costs are such a drain on our budget, and it's only going to get worse. So at least in the short term, we have to figure out how to pay for this. And some of it is wringing waste out of the system. You know, the insurance companies, Medicare Plus and other kinds of programs are just giving huge profits to the insurance companies for no reason. So there's some cost savings we can get like that. And then we might have to do a surcharge on people who make over $300,000 a year. But in the long run, those people, as well as the rest of the taxpayers who will not pay extra taxes because of this, will save money because we'll get a better healthcare system in this country.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your hard work on this one, and I think the public option is a great plan. And like Barack Obama says, you know, you're still going to have your choice of doctors and your hospitals and where you want to go, but you're going to have a new option as well.
You know, people tend to forget around 90% of Americans are enrolled in insurance.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them they might not like their insurance companies, but they like their plans. They like their doctors. They like the coverage they get. So we don't want to remove that from them. You know, we don't want to take that away from them. But there's a lot of people who are paying too much for insurance, who aren't getting enough coverage. And then, of course, there's the people who don't have anything at all that have to use the emergency room. And so we have to take all of those things in consideration in coming up with this plan.
Yeah. Congresswoman Diana DeGette, our special guest. I wanted to ask you maybe a question or two more before we let you go. Sponsor of fracking bill calls for federal study. Can you update us on where this fracking bill stands?
Yes, I've introduced this legislation along with some of my colleagues like Maurice Hinchey of New York, and it's pending right now. In the meantime, I've asked the EPA, and I've got a request for a meeting with Administrator Lisa Jackson, the head of the EPA, to talk about a new study because here's what's going on is the oil and gas companies keep saying, well, this hydraulic fracturing fluid that we're pumping into the ground as part of our fracking process is completely safe, but we don't want to tell you what's in it. And I keep saying, well, you know, we're hearing all of these anecdotal reports from people, including an emergency room nurse in Grand Junction, who says that she almost died after coming into contact with this fluid. So
we've seen the videos, you know, of like people's tap water lighting on fire.
Right. And so the oil and gas companies say, well, that's not coming from the fracking fluid. And the activists and some of the scientists are saying, well, we think it is, but we don't know what's in there. So I think we need more information. And so what I've done is I've asked the EPA, they did a study in the late 1990s, which was flawed. And in fact, the way I found out about this whole issue was from an EPA whistleblower who told me about that study and how it was flawed. So I've asked the EPA for a new study to be completed as soon as possible to see what's in this fluid and to see, you know, and to see why we should make this subject to the Safe Drinking Water Act.
Why do you think the natural gas industry seems so afraid to disclose what kind of chemicals?
I mean, you know, I've asked them that very question. It's sort of like Shakespeare, thou dost protest too much. If there's
right.
really nothing in here, why don't you want to tell us what's in here? And they say, well, it's proprietary information. And I say, yeah, but I've got privacy provisions in the bill. I'm concerned about their trade secrets too, so mm-hmm. I put it right in the bill. So I don't know why they're so concerned, but I do think it would help to get more information.
Why do you think Governor Bill Ritter is trying to back you off of this fracking bill, and are you going to back off?
I'm not going to back off
Good.
The fracking bill. And by the way, I don't think the governor's trying to get me to back off of it. I think he does share my concern that we need more information. And you know, the bill has been introduced. It's pending. The way the congressional process goes, it's a little more deliberate, shall I say, than the state legislature might be. And so it's not like this bill's coming up for a vote any day soon in any event. We're trying to fix the health care system.
Yeah, there's so much thing you guys have to work on.
Food safety, there's a lot going on right now. And so that's why I thought, well, while the bill is pending, we might as well get more information and more data.
Awesome. Well, I think you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
And it's a pleasure to talk to you in this fashion, and I hope to get you back and maybe update this fracking bill as it kind of, you know, moves through.
So I'll tell you my favorite rock concert.
Awesome. Yes. What is your favorite concert of all time?
I was in law school and dating my now husband. He was also in law school. He won the lottery to get tickets to see the Rolling Stones at Madison Square Garden.
Sweet.
I won't tell you what year that was, but that was really wonderful because he invited me, and we've been married this fall 25 years.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thanks again for coming on, and thanks for participating in that little side note this morning.
Have a great weekend.
You too. All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Take care, bye.
Congresswoman Diana DeGette, she's great. I think she'd be a great candidate to run against Michael Bennett for Senate next year as well. 303-713-7600. I am late for a break, but hang on. I got Anthony, Denny hanging on. You will be next up. And if anybody else wants to get in here, we're at 303-713-7600. Christy Harvey coming up at 8. Todd Parker now with traffic.
Not a bad drive as you're out and about. Just one trouble spot to get in your way. It's a traffic stop on I-70 right around Pecos. Kind of hanging things up as people are curious, checking it out. As far as the rest of the highways go, southbound I-25 getting busier downtown. Same deal for 225 as you're making that Parker curve. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a hot one today with a high in the mid to upper 80s. There's a chance of seeing some afternoon showers as the clouds roll in. Currently 64 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At Freeway Ford, we sell cars and trucks for less every day. Right now, get a loaded 08 Ford Explorer for just $16,900. That's a loaded 08 Ford Explorer in your driveway for just $16,900. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand on AM760.net.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and Radiance systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
This is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Safe retirement question number 18. Do you know how much of your IRA isn't yours? Stop gambling with your retirement dollars. Tune in to the It's Time to Cover Your Assets show, Saturday afternoons at 12:30, right here on AM 760.
Ladies and gentlemen,
does that mean the one and the only
entertaining
show?
Once upon a time, there was this kid who had a body hair problem, discovered he was a werewolf, and that he had some pretty cool basketball skills. Yep, it's 1985, and Teen Wolf is the movie sensation of the year. Wish you could go back and do it all over again? You can't. Warner Brothers Pictures reportedly have begun the development of a Teen Wolf remake.
An umbrella to dress up your patio even more. Or, for the autumn ahead, a fire pit to add to the warm glow you'll already feel when you save 25 to 50% on select patio furniture. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
And all the girlies say I'm pretty fly.
For a white guy. 7:45. John Turk in for J. Marvin on AM 760. Got a couple phone calls hanging on, so I'm going to try to get everybody here before the top of the hour. CBS News, and then Christy Harvey. Let's go to Anthony and Aurora. Hey, Anthony, thanks for your patience, brother.
Hey, John. Couple comments. I know this is a few calls a while back, but in regards to the whole healthcare thing, another thing I didn't know if I wanted to pose this as a statement or a question, but here I go anyways. Would you rather look at like Europe's view on healthcare? Or their view on worth ethics? And what I mean by that is, on a day, I don't know if you're in Denver as well, John.
But, I am.
As beautiful as today was, I know we get them more often than not, but in Europe, it'd be considered an instant holiday. Their average day's hours worked per week is considered...
Isn't it about 30?
Yeah, 30, 35.
Full-time job is 30, and don't they give like 5 to 6 weeks of vacation?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I would rather talk about, you know, prolonging life. I mean, here we are.
Keep a happy individual, you know, would probably create a longer life, right?
You know, absolutely. Slaving two part-time jobs because our work, our corporate greed has made it hard enough to even keep two part-time jobs because they do not want to give benefits. They do not want to make it feasible for the everyday person. So that'd be my one comment. The other thing I'd like to say is your comment about like in reference to why do we like every time somebody brings up another country and how it's almost a bad word when we get compared healthcare like the Canadians like the
yeah.
before us, we just consider them just like bad words. And I think it has to deal with we're so used to being the leading country and everything else. I think we forget that we don't focus on the ball as much as we used to. Look at our education, look at our healthcare, and both of those are
we're slipping big time.
Below par, and you look at these countries like Argentina and Chile that have mediocre lifestyle, and yet with their Social Security alone, they're able to actually retire at a better standard of living than what they actually were working at because of the privatized Social Security.
Yeah, everybody's, you know, is scared of this term socialism as well. And I'm not saying that this would be socialized medicine, or, you know, healthcare is what they're pushing through. But
well,
it's what are they offering? Fascism?
I think we have our eye on the ball for so long. And there's, I don't have anything, I don't think lobbyist is a negative term. I would rather have 50 lobbyists per one senator as it is right now. Because at least there's more people going after viewpoints. But the problem is there's just too much money in politics in order to keep it honest. And, you know, power corrupts absolutely.
Hey, Anthony, real quick before I let you go, your favorite concert of all time?
It'd be kind of a tie with two of them. One I think you would probably like. I actually saw B.B. King when I was in high school.
It
was
awesome.
Like second day of high school, sophomore year, went and saw him. And an opener with him was Kenneth Wade Shepherd, which is also a very talented guitar player.
Uh-huh.
And then another one you probably wouldn't know would be Muse.
I'm familiar with Muse.
I saw him at the Fox Theater. I had a friend that worked there, so I had a pretty special treatment because I got to go stay up in the top private area during the concert. And unless you knew somebody that worked there, you wouldn't be up there. So it was absolutely an awesome concert.
Very cool.
And then I saw Muse at the Red Rocks Amphitheater, which that was the first time I ever got to go to a Red Rocks.
Red Rocks is pretty neat, isn't it? We're lucky to have that in our backyard. Anthony, thanks for the call, man. Call me again.
Thank you, Tom.
All right.
Bye.
303-713-7600. 749, Denny, Deb, hang on. I'm coming to you. Got to step aside for a short break. Getting back on clock here after we went a little late with Diana DeGette, the congresswoman. I'm working on health care this week. Your phone call's next, 303-713-7600. And Todd Parker first with traffic.
Southbound 2 1/4, really loading up after that Parker curve as you're making your way towards DTC and up to I-25. Also seeing some slowdowns at I-25 downtown. On the flip side, 36 looking decent. Same deal for C-470 across Highlands Ranch. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic for the new Cherry Limeade Chiller, a cherry limeade blended with creamy vanilla soft serve. Try a strawberry limeade chiller or classic limeade just in time for the heat of summer. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
I would submit to you that what has become our government in the United
States... Hi, it's Mario, and I recently visited Lauer's Hardwood Showroom, and I love Beetlekill wood products. The all-natural lodgepole pine is environmentally neutral and can be stained or left au naturel with its distinctive blue-hued beauty marks. Lauer's Hardwoods has Beetlekill flooring, paneling, 2x4s, and logs. It's beautiful, price perfect, and environmentally neutral. Visit Lauer's in Lakewood and say Mario sent you and get 10% off. Call them at 303-205-WOOD or lowershardwoods.com.
Consumer Reports, savings round the clock. I'm Reese Sprantz. Early birds don't get only worms anymore. They're eligible for discounts on all kinds of stuff. Later risers needn't feel slighted, though. They'll probably find other deals. Especially in times like these, with merchants scrambling to get customers in the door, time-of-day discounts are plentiful. Here's a roundup of some timely bargains. Air travel. The cheapest time to fly depends on your route and other factors, though you'll often find the least expensive seats are on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday flights. The best time to book a bargain seat is midweek, Tuesday afternoon through Thursday. Bowling. For the best rates, go before 9 or 10 a.m., or sometimes after 9 p.m. Car washes. Deals can be had if you drive in early, before 8 or 9 a.m. Farmers markets. Sellers rarely want to haul their bounty back to the farm, so look for deals near closing time. Golf. Tee off by 7 or 8 a.m., or after 3 or 4 p.m. Tennis. You'll often save by starting your game as early as 6 or 7 in the morning, or late, like after 9 at night. Movies, matinees, usually in the morning or early afternoon, are a traditional money saver. And finally, restaurants. Even some high-end places now offer early bird specials and other tasty inducements. Look for lunches starting before 11 and dinners at 4 or 5. Night owl specials often begin around 9. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
Giving an unbiased explanation of how
from consumer reports,
annuities
questions
work
of health.
And really I'm help people
Sprantz
understand a very complex
you're wondering,
product,
does grape juice have some of the same health benefits as red wine?
For their investment needs.
Probably,
so,
though, red wine may offer
they work,
extra
and
protection.
You are either
both are high
or
in flavonoids, plant compounds
should,
that may protect
and
the heart by
the
inhibiting
rumors,
blood clots and possibly
bad, you know,
increasing the level of good HDL cholesterol. But the alcohol in wine may provide an additional anti-clotting benefit. Of course, too much alcohol
hour,
poses serious
well
risks,
well
and both
time
beverages pack about 190
venue,
calories
so few,
per cup,
few more
so drink them in moderation.
So many
your doctor has suggested minimally invasive
tomorrow
surgery for back pain.
Understanding annuities
is it worth
and
trying?
How they work so you
only
can make
as a last resort. Such surgery uses smaller incisions than the standard operation, but nearly half of some 1,100 readers who underwent back surgery said recovery was longer and more painful than expected. Most back pain resolves on its own in about 6 weeks.
And we'll be there tomorrow morning. It's at the tech center.
Care or
it's free. 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
So
join us. 303-694-1600 to get your name on the list.
You
got
your
to be able to
let you go.
They
want
to
find out your favorite concert of all time.
Is it dangerous to inhale the dust from facial powder?
That you've been to.
That's unclear.
Best concert you've ever attended.
People exposed to very large amounts of those powders, such as workers in manufacturing plants, may be at higher risk of lung disease and certain cancer.
Keep your day job, Mike.
But there's little research on the amount people breathe in while applying their
makeup.
Downtown 28. So not a positive start here on Friday.
No, but not real strong one way.
Yeah, not yeah. And it looks like the NASDAQ may be down a little bit as well as the S&P.
About 10.
All right. Thanks a lot, Michael.
Thanks, buddy.
We'll talk to you soon.
See ya.
Are you receiving monthly checks from a lawsuit you won? Are you having trouble paying your bills every month because the settlement money you're getting just isn't enough? Well, there is a way you can get the cash you need now in one lump sum payment. For free information to see how much cash you can get, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-200-2401. Find out how you can turn your future structured settlement payments into the cash you need now to get free of your credit card debt, to meet your rising mortgage payments, to pay your medical bills and other expenses. If you're receiving payments from a lawsuit, call Peachtree Settlement Funding. For your free information, call now 1-800-200-2401. You have bills piling up that need to be paid now, so why wait any longer? Get the future money you have coming to you now when you need it most. For your free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-200-2401. That's 1-800-200-2401. 1-800-200-2401.
We be under attack. Man the long nine.
Arr! Bear be boarded. Flagship starboard bound.
What? No, not by the enemy flagship. By garbage. Ye beautiful ocean be full of it these days. Many a folk don't know that when they throw their trash on the ground, it eventually makes its way into the ocean. So lend us a hand by always recycling and disposing of your trash properly. And learn more what ye can do to keep the ocean healthy at KeepOceansClean.org. Brought to you by the Keep Oceans Clean Alliance and the Ad Council.
Seven 55, 5 minutes before 8 o'clock. John Turkin for Jay Marvin at AM 760, 303-713-7600. Christy Harvey coming up after top of the hour news. Let's get try to get a few phone calls in here. Denny in Boulder County, what's up?
Hey, John.
Hey.
Had some difficulty with your discussion with Steve, and I hope you really, the two of you get together, go out and play golf, and you can really find out where.
Well, we disagree, John, just about everything, but he is a nice guy.
Well, he's a great guy. You know, he just talked talking points.
Yeah, he did. He sure did.
Talking points. And, you know, when he said there's no correlation at all between, you know, the exorbitant, you know, bonuses these CEOs are getting and denying people care, I just thought, huh? You know, that's precisely why they're getting the huge bonuses, is because they're denying treatment to people who are paying for it and can't get it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, when
no, there are several holes in his argument.
When I heard that, I just went, you know, kind of total disconnect. And they just keep repeating the same crap over, pardon me, the same stuff over.
You can say the
over.
C word.
I can say this.
Yeah, just remember, you just can't say that S word.
I can say one of the C words. I can't say two of the other C words.
Right, that's right.
You know,
we went over the seven deadlies, didn't we, Denny?
We have discussed this.
We've got a history with the seven deadlies.
Yep.
All right, Denny. Hey, anything? What's your favorite concert? Real fast, man. I'm trying to squeeze one more before we're out.
I'm not into real loud. I love the Denver Brass when they do the pipes and brass and play Scotland the Brave. But
boring.
I can't handle the real loud noise. I went to my first concert at Red Rocks with a Colorado Symphony a week or two ago.
And you like the lighter stuff.
Great venue. I just can't handle. I don't like the big crowds, and I can't handle the loud noise.
Gotcha, Denny. Hey, have a good weekend, man. Okay.
Likewise.
I'll spit it out. Deb in Wyoming. Good morning, Deb. I got about 60 seconds for you, so I'm just going to give it all to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a registered nurse, and I have multiple sclerosis. And I just wanted to make the point that a lot of people with chronic illnesses did nothing. They have no lifestyles that contributed to getting that chronic illness. And I've always been a very healthy person. I'm still very healthy, except for the multiple sclerosis. So, you know, that whole thing about we need to put more money into wellness care, like the Republicans are talking about, it's kind of a red herring when you get to these very expensive chronic diseases.
Mm-hmm. And doctors aren't making, Deb, doctors aren't making huge profits right now, are they?
No, uh-uh, no. It's
Doesn't
all
it seem like half the time they're trying to collect the money that people can't afford to pay?
Oh, yeah, we spend so much time trying to get, you know, as RNs, even in an office, we're just on the phone constantly trying to get payment for patients. And it takes away from
yeah.
patient care.
It does, man. I talked to one doctor that had to staff his office with three people just in collections.
Oh,
Deb,
yeah,
I'm out of time. I wish I had more time. Your favorite concert, okay. Just a couple, your favorite concert of all time.
The most meaningful was Elton John in Laramie for Matthew Shepard. It was just something.
All right.
Couldn't
Deb, thank you so much. Have
uh-huh.
a great weekend.
Bye.
303-713-7600. If you want to fill them up, I'll take your calls after Christy Harvey. And we'll get a look at stories flying under the radar this week at AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk. We'll be back in five.
Had no idea what to do. I was panicking.
If you're...
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapana. Home building may be starting to come around. The government is reporting a solid gain in June housing starts. In fact, builders were busier last month than at any other time since January, and they were filing more applications to begin work in the months ahead.
They're seeing that there might be that light at the end of the tunnel.
Don Santos, a builder in Port St. Lucie, Florida, says foot traffic is definitely picking up, but there's still a lot of inventory overhanging the market.
More people come into the model centers looking for new homes. The problem still have a lot of foreclosures and short sales.
CIT Group, a leading lender to small and mid-sized businesses of all sorts, is teetering on the brink of bankruptcy. Retail industry consultant Bert Flickinger says the government's refusal to help CIT could send shockwaves through the economy.
CIT ripple effect is going to be massive from small to large-sized businesses, and the ripple effect's way underestimated because it's going to cripple the economy that's struggling to recover.
Citigroup and Bank of America, both of which received billions of dollars from the government, are on the rebound. Citi made $3 billion in the second quarter. B of A made almost $2.5 billion. Smaller banks aren't making that much money, but industry consultant Bert Ely says they are holding their own.
Most of the community banks are in good condition and profitable. We do have a number of in the hundreds of community banks that are struggling, and some of them will fail.
Suicide bombers who checked into 2 luxury hotels in Jakarta, Indonesia, as guests used smuggled explosives to kill at least 8 people and wound dozens more. Greg Wustenkraft lives nearby.
All the windows are blown out. There's glass everywhere.
8 Americans were wounded in the bombings. CBS News national security analyst Juan Zarate suspects the attacks were carried out by the same group blamed for killing 200 people in a Bali nightclub bombing and 13 more in a bombing at the Marriott Hotel that was blown up today.
This is a clear signal that Jemaah Islamiyah is still a potent force to be dealt with.
The Iranian opposition movement has been heard from again. CBS's Larry Miller has the latest from the Iran desk.
Chanting death to the dictator, supporters of defeated presidential candidate Mousavi spilled onto the streets of Tehran after Friday prayers to be met by police and tear gas. In his sermon, opposition cleric and former President Rafsanjani demanded the release of those arrested in post-election protests. He said Iran is in crisis. His sermon was interrupted by shouts of death to this deceitful government.
Pope Benedict is out of the hospital, but he will have a cast on his wrist for about a month. The Pope broke the wrist when he slipped in his bath while on vacation in the Italian Alps. The Pope is an accomplished pianist. There's no word on whether his ability to play the piano might be affected. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are down 23 points. This is CBS News.
And now for the bonus round. If Jack and Jill went up the hill, where did Fred go?
Milwaukee.
Correct. If Jane is older than Dan, and Dan is older than Ed, how old am I?
41 on Wednesday?
Correct.
Yes.
How many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
Over 2 billion.
Correct! Netflix! Rent as many movies as you want for only $8.99 a month. No late fees ever. Start your free trial today. Netflix!
See terms of use.
And now, another reason to switch to Geico.
Every month we get lots of letters telling us how much folks like Geico's claim service. And I quote, "The adjuster assigned to my claim was incredible. He walked me through everything." Then there's this one. Geico.com is very useful and lets you track your claims. And this. "I filed a claim at 4:15 on Thursday afternoon and my car was in the shop at 10 a.m. on Friday." And my personal favorite. easy squeezy lemon peasy.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Protesters are demanding the district attorney police the police. About 50 protesters organized by the Colorado Progressive Coalition marched outside Denver's Webb building yesterday. The group says Denver officers disproportionately assault minorities. The Denver Post reports the protest comes on the heels of a lawsuit claiming five men were beaten by police long after they were subdued. It was a 60-year-old grandmother taking her 7-year-old granddaughter shopping at JCPenney. Without paying. The woman strolled out of the store with a shopping cart full of goods and a coat she put on the child while in the store. The Denver Post reports Grandma's been arrested on felony theft and possible child abuse charges, those stemming from using a child in the commission of a crime. Colorful shoe company Crocs is hurting. Niwot-based Crocs is cutting some 2,000 jobs, a third of its workforce. The Washington Post reports Crocs boasted a profit of $168 million 2 years ago, but a year later lost $185 million. Sports: Rockies rout the Padres in San Diego last night, 10-1. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Southbound 2 1/4, really loading up after Parker Road as you're cruising up towards I-25. Speaking of 25, that's a crowded ride as you're coming in out of Thornton and North Glen, especially on those southbound lanes, approaching 104th up towards 84th. Brakes loose for a little bit, then you'll tap your brakes again downtown. Off those main roads, we're getting word of a new accident. This occurred on Colorado at I-25, and they've cleaned up that crash, Santa Fe and 3rd. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a hot one today with a high in the mid to upper 80s. Currently, partly cloudy. Cloudy skies and it's 69. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Looking for a way to extend your weekend in Vegas? From summer concert series to events and pool parties, find your excuse at visitlasvegas.com.
Introducing the all-new Chevy Equinox with an EPA-estimated 32 mpg highway and up to 600 highway miles on a tank. It's the most fuel-efficient crossover on the highway. Go to chevy.com/equinox. Based on GM compact crossover segment, excludes other GM vehicles.
The odds of a child becoming a professional golfer? 1 in 140,000. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism? 1 in 150. To learn the signs of autism, visit autismspeaks.org.
Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
I really want to compliment you.
I want to compliment you.
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. John Turk filling in for Jay Marvin here. It's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. We're at 303-713-7600, and we're going to be joined by Christy Harvey in just a second here. But open phones, Friday, topic-free Friday underway, 303-713-7600, anything you want to talk about. We can do that after we're done talking with Christy Harvey here in a sec. Did you see the story here about Jake Jabs' daughter? I hate to go after anybody's daughter, but she is 44 years old, Terry. The daughter of Colorado furniture pitchman Jake Jabs was sentenced to a year in prison on Thursday for her role in a drug case. Terry Jabs Kurth, 44, and former prosecutor 51-year-old Robert Edelman are accused of hosting cocaine parties. A former prosecutor. Prosecutors say Edelman tried to scuttle at least one drug case to cover up his own activities. Nice. Edelman was sentenced to 2.5 years in federal prison on a single count of maintaining a drug-involved premises. Kurth was sentenced to 8 months in prison and another 4 months in home detention on an identical charge. Edelman resigned in March after the pair was convicted of giving cocaine to guests at parties they hosted over 4 years at Kurth's houses in Billings and Red Lodge. Parties began 2 years before Edelman took office in 06 and continued until last fall when the pair was indicted following a joint state-federal investigation. Jake Jabs' daughter. 303-713-7600. It looks like we got Christy Harvey in the queue. Good morning, Christy.
Who throws cocaine parties after, say, 1986?
Good.
Were they all also wearing neon?
Cocaine is
neon
so 80s.
It really is. I mean, come on. That's my biggest problem with that story. Was it's just so behind the times.
Exactly. Why wasn't it ecstasy parties or Molly parties, you know?
Right. If you, I mean, 2006 was all about the crystal meth. Come on.
That's right.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing? How's your week?
It was busy this week.
Was it?
I was expecting it to be sort of a quiet, lovely week, and man, there was just a lot of news and a lot of stuff going on. So, yeah, it's busy. How about you?
It's been busy here, too. I've been on the last couple of days here, and it's been a lot of talk about the Sonia Sotomayor confirmation, and David Sirota brought this up earlier in the week. I want to get your take on it, on the whole confirmation process on these judges. Is it a big charade? I mean, we know she's going to get, I mean, she's going to get voted through, according to Lindsey Graham and Jeff Sessions, what they said yesterday. But, it, you know, it seems like it's just a big charade and just the whole questioning of her and her wise Latina comment. And Dave was saying, why should we even pay attention to this? You know, Lindsey Graham said, unless you totally blow up, you know, you're going to get confirmed.
Right. And I thought that was sort of sexist when he said that, by the way. That hit me so wrong, because can you imagine, like, Arlen Specter saying to John Roberts, sweetie, you're going to be okay unless you get hysterical. As long as you don't freak out, you're going to be fine.
Right.
No, like, even he was trying to be funny and he was trying to be reassuring, but just...
So you think it was a dig at females, like only a female would freak out?
Exactly. Like, you would never say to, you know, Justice Alito, unless you completely flip out, you're going to be fine. Like, you just wouldn't say that. You wouldn't even put that imagery into people's minds.
That's a good point. It's a good point.
As long as you don't, you know, faint or need some chocolate or need to go shoe shopping in the middle of it, you're going to be fine, Sonia. Like, it hit me just so the wrong way. But, you know, I usually agree with David on stuff like this, but I don't on that. Because, yeah, we're not really learning a whole lot. Yeah, we, you know, this is a little bit of a show hearing. But, you know, the fact that we have these hearings at all is so important.
Yeah, it's just part of the political process, you know. It may be lame to us. But for me, it's kind of the type of stuff that turns people off from politics, is, you know, like what Lindsey Graham said.
Oh, yeah. No, it does. But I think it's important because sometimes you do get to stop a bad judge from going through, like Robert Bork back in the late 80s.
Right.
Sometimes you do get to learn way too much about somebody, but stuff you should know, like Clarence Thomas.
Harriet Myers a couple of years ago.
Harriet Myers, exactly. So, yeah, it's a little bit boring. Yeah, it's a little bit showmanship, but I think it's important. And I think it's something that, you know, even if you don't really get completely entranced by it, it's still something that is good to have happen. You know, it's like the NFL draft. Like, it's boring,
it
but
is.
You got to do it.
And now they got 2 days of coverage of it, too, two full days.
Exactly.
Very good analogy, Christy. All right. In the follow-up file, something we've talked about several times, Mark Sanford. You seen this new story about the investigation into...
Did you see how much money he spent?
Yeah, according to this AP investigation... $37,600 for one first class and four business class flights overseas since November 2005. And this is a guy who balked at taking federal stimulus, went after other, you know, politicians for spending money unwisely.
Can I tell you my favorite part of the story there?
Yeah, please.
So he spends, you know, tens of thousands of dollars on himself for first class tickets on the state. He makes all of his aides ride coach.
Yeah, other state employees flew in the back of the plane at a fraction of the price. Oh, I wish I could work for Mark Sanford.
It's like that do you remember that Seinfeld episode where Jerry gets to sit in first class and have the ice cream sundaes and he's stuck in the back?
Totally.
That image of this happening there.
That's great.
Know, and yeah, but I mean, that part is funny, but it does speak to a larger question that here he was ready to cut these stimulus funds for his state. And these weren't stimulus funds that were going to people who were okay. This money was to get the economy jumped for people who were in serious trouble. You know, people who were unable to buy food. You know, it was going to help the food stamp program. And people who had lost their jobs, it was going to extend unemployment benefits. So it wasn't like he was cutting other people off from, say, having their own first-class tickets to Argentina. He was cutting off, by trying to refuse the stimulus package, necessary money for people who were in trouble while he was, you know, flying the friendly skies with an air hostess bringing him coffee whenever he needed it. So that's what got me a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, when I saw this story this morning, I was like, I have to bring this up because I've been talking about Mark Sanford and John Ensign for weeks. And, I mean, it's just, you know, the party of hypocrites is what I've been calling them lately, just with all the stuff coming out. I mean, you know.
Did you see the new one? Chip Pickering.
No, I haven't seen this one. Tell us about Chip Pickering.
Chip Pickering was a congressman from Mississippi. And he was supposed to take Trent Lott's seat when Trent Lott resigned.
Mm-hmm.
And very strangely, he was like, oh, I'm going to take a pass. But he was known for being this super ambitious guy and, you know, this real up-and-comer Republican, and no one really knew why. And his wife just spilled the beans on their divorce hearings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, oh, and by the way, he was a resident of C Street, that religious club that Benson and Sanford belong to. And it's because his mistress asked him not to run and said, either break up with me and run, or
let's continue this thing.
Run and leave your wife for me. And he went with secretly, and they had everything, you know, all locked up like they do in divorce proceedings. They he decided to pick the mistress. But that C Street group.
I know. I mean, how hypocritical. And the you know, members, some of these members of the Promise Keepers.
Right.
Which Ensign was a member of, or maybe still is.
Well, you know what this speaks to? Did you see the sorry, I feel like I'm all over the place. I'm like,
no, I am too. It's Friday.
There is an article, or an op-ed that was in The Guardian, the British paper, The Guardian, by Jimmy Carter on Sunday, and I think it is an absolute must-read for everybody. It was phenomenal. But he actually went out and wrote an article titled, The Words of God Do Not Justify Cruelty to Women. And the entire, and it's long, this entire op-ed is about how male domination in the world's religions, including Christianity, including his former church, the Southern Baptist, you know, they in the church, they try and twist the words of the Bible around to keep women subservient to men, and how this also permeates the entire culture in which these churches exist. And so his big new thing is to try to fight for women's rights in religion and in the greater society.
What a great fight that. Yeah, Jimmy Carter is great.
You know, people make fun of him and his cardigans and the lust in his heart and all of that, but, you know, he just sort of quietly does good stuff.
He does. You know, he's done a lot of good ever since, you know, he basically was, you know, has not been the president. You know, he's got a lot of good things to say about the Middle East. And he's also, you know, if he's the plight of women is, you know, and it's true. The Southern Baptists really treat, I know a guy. And he's a Southern Baptist, and here's what he says. God ordained me the head of my household.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. Really? Did he really?
And
they believe this.
And there's a lot of, you know, women were, since women created the original sin, they, from now on, you know, aren't allowed to pay the mortgage because the guy has to be in charge of the checkbook. You know, it's a lot of stuff that, you know, you can kind of twist the message. And, I sent it to you last night if you wanted to check it out. It's it was number 9.
Number 9, and everybody needs to go check out MikeCheckRadio.org. Christy Harvey, our special guest. She's the Director of Strategic Communications at the Center for American Progress and the editor of Mike Check, which is basically it's a prep service for radio personnel, but it's not just for radio producers and talk show hosts. Everybody can go there and find some stories that are flying underneath the radar. And that's their night. Every day you send out about, what, 10 items?
Well, yeah, we send out, it's 10 news stories and then 10 fun stories that still have a point. And you can also follow us on Twitter, which is our new big thing, where we just sort of post them throughout the day as we find them. And then we compile them all at the end of the day and send them to radio hosts and other discerning listening types.
Right. And that's MikeCheckRadio.org. A couple other stories you might want to bring up there in your top 10 today. Looks like a piece of history is up for auction, the Watergate Hotel.
Yes, the Watergate Hotel is for sale. They defaulted. There was a foreclosure. And so you can, you know, if you want to own a piece of history where those 1972 burglaries that led to Nixon's resignation happened, you know, why not? It's going to be, they're going to start taking bids on it on Tuesday.
Yeah, so, they went through foreclosure.
Exactly. Like the Watergate is an. That's like saying, you know, someone forgot to pay rent on the Lincoln Memorial, and now anyone can bring it home. Really crazy.
I'd like to buy that thing, pick it up, and move it here to Colorado.
Oh, you should do it. You should do it. I have a good story.
Okay.
I have a happy story.
Let's get some good news. Any good news out there?
This I thought was really neat, and maybe it's just because I saw the Harry Potter movie this week. It was pretty good, by the way. But there's this group of kids and young adults who have started something called the Harry Potter Alliance. And before you laugh, you know, basically everybody under 30 has read all of these books 17 times, and most people over 30 once. And so there were this group of you know, young adults who said, we learned such a good message from these books, that is, fight evil no matter what, even if you're just a little Harry Potter guy, you stand up no matter what the odds and fight Lord Voldemort. Why don't we do that for real? And instead of going all Dungeons and Dragons with it, they have created an activist group. And instead of battling Lord Voldemort, they're battling Darfur genocide, and they're
going
after global war. It's a whole kid activist group.
That's pretty neat.
I think this is awesome. And it's called the Harry Potter Alliance. And it actually launched a couple of years ago, but it's just been getting stronger. But one of their big victories is they had a huge get out the vote, like for the last election. So just neat stuff.
Yeah, it is cool. And I'm looking at your 10, odd side stories. And a second person died in that Madonna Sticky and Sweet Tour stage collapse. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. That is really crazy. And sad.
It is sad. And I got to see her show last year when they were in when she was in Denver.
Oh, how was it?
It was awesome. And I had like one of the worst seats in the house, I think. But I still think
I
it was.
I can't picture you at a Madonna show.
I know. Well, I love Madonna. Her posters were plastered on my.
Widespread, but I just can't see you at Madonna.
No, you should have seen my room when I was a little kid, Christy. It was plastered with Duran Duran posters and Madonna. That's what I was into. And I used to shop at Merry-Go-Round. Yeah, I love Depeche Mode 2 and The Cure. And all that stuff, but
I just added like every song the Smiths ever sang onto my iPod the other day. It made me so happy yet so depressed.
What are you up to this weekend, Christy? Anything fun?
Yeah, we're taking the train. There's this amazing train. It's one of the only full service trains in the United States, and it has a dining car and a glass roof. And we're taking it down to Seward, which is about 4.5 hours by train south of Anchorage, and we're going on a salmon bake. So I'm very excited.
I'm jealous. That sounds like fun.
Seriously, well,
weekends in Alaska sound fun.
They usually are, although actually usually I watch TV. So
you catch up.
It's a cross between wildly exciting things I've never done before and a lot of Bravo, Real Housewives of OC kind of catching up.
I know I've been catching up on TV too. I've been getting into Big Brother again. I know it's really lame TV, but it is absolutely my favorite reality show out there. Big Brother, you got to watch. There's so much backstabbing and crap talking and
I have never actually
showmancing going on.
I've gotten back into Weeds.
Really? Yeah, Weeds is great, too. But if you're looking for a good reality show, Big Brother, I think it's my favorite thing on television right now.
Well, I will definitely
have you seen the movie Big yet?
No.
Or, I mean, Up? Not Big.
No, I was like, Big? Like,
yeah, like, what is that? Have you seen the Up movie?
Yeah. I have not seen Up.
Oh, you got to go see it, Christy. I went and saw it last weekend with my kids. It's awesome.
Did they like it? I heard it was
they loved it.
Kind of grown up.
It is kind of grown up. And I tell you what, I even cried at one point during the movie.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
Oh, well, I think it's chill out here.
It's awesome. Make sure you go see the 3D version. Don't go get just the regular version.
Well, now you're just bragging because we don't have a 3D theater up
there. You don't have a 3D theater?
No.
Oh,
I had to wait. When we saw Coraline, I had to wait to go to D.C. to see it. So.
Oh, that sucks.
Now you're just bragging.
And on a total side note, we've been talking this morning about our favorite concerts of all time. What is the favorite show you've ever been to, Christy?
Probably my first one because it was just my very first concert, and so it stuck in my head. And that was The Cure.
The Cure. Yeah, I got to see The Cure in 1985.
I think that we might have been at the same show. Did you see it in Philly?
It was I saw it here in Denver, and it was like the I'm trying to think what album. I think In Between Days was, and it was a lot of fun. I used to be a new waiver. And then I was a mullet wearing metalhead there in a little bit in middle school, and then I found the Grateful Dead. It's all history since then.
It's like behind the music, the John Turk style.
You got it. Christy, thanks a lot for calling us this morning, and we're always glad to have you on.
Fantastic. I'll talk to you
soon. All right. Enjoy your weekend.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Christy Harvey, Director of Strategic Communications at the Center for American Progress. She joins us every Friday. She's awesome. One of my favorite people in the world. All right, your phone call's next, 303-713-7600. Open phones all the way up till 10 o'clock when we turn it over for Ed Schultz. So anything's on the table here. Topic-free Friday. You want to talk about health care? You want to talk about what me and Christy were talking about there at the beginning of the segment with this Mark Sanford. He flew to South Carolina, spent $37,600 for first class and four business class flights since 2005. Meanwhile, his other state employees flew in the back of the plane and coach. Wow. And meanwhile, I'll also bring this up. This also in that article. In interviews earlier this month, the AP, the governor said he paid his own way, asked if he flew coach. Sanford was quick to point out his personal thrifty side. Yeah, you remember, I am paying, he said with a laugh. What a D-bag, as David Sirota would say. 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, cool with me up till 10 o'clock. William and Ron, hang on. I'm going to come to you as well as everybody else. Got a couple open lines, and we'll get you in here shortly. 303-713-7600, 24 minutes after 8 o'clock. John Turk in for Jay Marvin. Now Todd Parker in traffic.
Volume starting to pick up.
The Northeast Interstate is quiet right now.
All of the things you expect from this radio station, traffic, free music, support for community events and causes, are in danger. If Congress passes the performance tax, go to SaveYourRadio.org and tell your congressman to just say no to the performance tax and support the Local Radio Freedom Act. A message from this station and the NAB.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Your 401k is in danger. Your IRA is in trouble. The U.S. paper dollar is unstable. As you hear me talk, you're losing net worth fast. To make matters worse, huge government spending is devaluing your money even faster. High rates of inflation are rolling towards you like a tidal wave of loss. Don't just sit there. Protect your portfolio and your family. Buy gold now. Direct United Gold Group.
Gold prices have tripled since 2001, and many experts predict the prices will climb another 100%. The demand is strong, and the timing may never be better. From us, you're buying direct and getting wholesale prices. Call us and learn what other gold companies don't want you to know.
United Gold's 2009 Investors Kit will supply you with everything you need to know about the advantages of buying gold direct, cutting out the middleman. Your Gold Investors Kit is yours absolutely free if you call now. 800-806-GOLD. Supplies are limited, so call right away. You'll also get the secrets on how to own gold in your retirement account. Call now. 800-806-GOLD. 800-806-GOLD. That's 800-806-4
For many Americans, the economic crisis has put plans for home ownership, college, or a comfortable retirement on hold. Everyone has an opinion about what to do, but where can ordinary investors get the facts? A good place to start is the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. Our job is to protect investors, and we offer free, unbiased information about saving and investing in difficult times. Learn more at FINRAProtects.org.
And now for the bonus round. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck?
Flapjacks.
Correct. What comes next in this series? Crustacean? Kumquat?
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Correct. How much money will you spend on gas when you rent movies from Netflix?
Zero.
Correct. Netflix. Rent as many movies as you want for only $8.99 a month. No late fees ever. Start your free trial today. Netflix.
See terms of use.
I hadn't even had a celebratory Independence Day Delta beer yet, and there she was, freaking me out.
Randy Rhodes.
Oh, this is a secret plan. She's going to run in 2012. She cannot run in 2012. I mean, she can. There's no law that says she can't except the laws of gravity, physics, and common sense.
The Randy Rhodes Show, tonight at 7 on AM 760.
I mean, so long, Sarah. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
Colorado's Progressive Talk.
John Turkin for Jay Marvin. It's 827, 33 minutes before 9 o'clock here at AM 760. Going to read a couple instant messages. You can do that at am760.net. Click on the lineup. Click on Jay Marvin. So I posted a link there to an interview that Bill Moyers did with a former VP at Cigna on healthcare, and it is a super eye-opener. So if you get a chance, go to am760.net and click and look on that. This instant message comes from Mike, and I've not seen this cartoon. It's been a long time since I've read the funnies, but he says, "Get Fuzzy is a cartoon in the Post. A single guy, John, lives with a not-so-smart Sherpa, Satchel, and he's with a bad attitude named Bucky. John is a liberal, and Bucky is a neocon. They were thinking up insulting new symbols for their respective parties. Bucky's wasn't particularly cute, but John came up with a hippo named Crit. I laughed until I cried." That's pretty funny. Thank you for that one, Mike. And this comes from Ron. My favorite concert, Jimi Hendrix, New Year's Eve, Fillmore East, 1969. Gosh, I'm jealous of that. Cream at the Family Dog here in Denver. That was short-lived. The whole Family Dog scene. Pink Floyd, first time I ever played Dark Side of the Moon, Hollywood Bowl. I have that concert on tape. That comes from Ron. Good stuff. So we're talking about anything. I'm also going to ask you what your favorite concert of all time is. 303-713-7600. Dave in Windsor, hang on. I'm coming to you next. Ron and Pat as well. But William is first in Boulder. Good morning, William.
Hey, Dirk. How you doing, bro?
I'm good, man. You?
Not bad. Actually, really good. I got to tell you the reason of the call. In the last month, I've been noticing that the bikers in Boulder and the car people in Boulder seem to be getting along a lot better.
Are they?
They are.
It's because of the show here.
I think that's what it is. I'm not lying to you. I know we're just a small.
I haven't run into as many problems in Highlands Ranch either over the last 2, 3, 4 weeks.
I've just been noticing there's just a lot more courtesy. I do want to mention something that happened to me a few days ago.
Okay.
If you live in Boulder, you know where Arapahoe and Foothills cross.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I was going west on Arapahoe. A 18-wheeler turned into the turning lane to turn onto Arapahoe from Foothills. I was on one side. As I got the green light, he pulled in, and he would have been blocking my way, so I couldn't have gotten across that little section where they turn.
Mm-hmm.
Now, instead of me having to stop and wait for him, he put his truck in reverse and backed it up for me.
Wow.
And that's what I thought. I said, wow.
Yeah, and a big rig, too, man. It ain't easy backing one of them guys up.
I drove truck for 3 years back in the 90s, and it's a lot of work running one of those things. So that really made my day. I gave him the thumbs up. He gave me the honk, and I went on my way feeling pretty good.
Yeah, you know, I've been trying to be more respectful of the bikers around town. You know, and I know one of the biggest problems that they face is when a car is, you know, you got a green light and you're taking a right-hand turn. If a biker's on the right-hand side, they got to go through that light,
mm-hmm.
You know, and people just kind of turn without thinking a biker or pedestrian's there. And I see that a lot, and that's very dangerous for bikers. So when it's a green light and I'm trying to take a right and I see a biker come, I'll stop. Hold up traffic, let the biker go through.
I'm the same way with cars. I try to be as courteous as I can to them, and I'll stop many times and let them go first. I'm amazed by sometimes they look at me like, what are you doing, you know?
Right. And I want to let everybody know, this William in Boulder that I'm talking to right now was a winner of our Mile High tickets like a week or two ago. And couldn't go, couldn't use the ticket, so he called us here at the station and said he couldn't use them and he'd like to give them back to the station to give away to somebody else that could use them. So I just want to let everybody know how cool you are.
Well, the girl I was going with is in the hospital. She's hurting really bad right now. So if anybody out there wants to send her a few prayers, that'd be great. Her name's Sue.
All right. We'll be sending our prayers and good thoughts there, William. Thank you.
And I've got a great concert for you.
Yeah, what's your favorite concert of all time?
If I can mention it.
Of course.
Once, when I was 27, I lived in San Francisco, and I saw The Who and the Grateful Dead at the Oakland Coliseum. It was called Day on the Green.
Wow.
Yeah. I also saw Pink Floyd in San Francisco, but I didn't want to mention that. I just want to mention the two. That Grateful Dead, The Who, was my favorite.
That had to be sweet. You know, I got to see The Who at Folsom Field. I was in middle school, though, and I didn't really have a full appreciation of who The Who was.
Oh.
You know, but I remember watching Pete Townsend and just going, wow. I mean, I was young. I'm trying to think what year that was. I'm trying to think what year. It had to be in the 80s somewhere. It was one of my first concerts.
All right. Well, The Who's the best.
Yeah, man.
I love The Who. I got to tell you one thing that happened at that concert. The place was just packed. And at some point in time, somebody held up about a 6-foot marijuana plant and started running around through the crowd. And all of a sudden, some people just kind of tackled him, and all of a sudden you could see people just ripping all those leaves off of the plant. It was just a perfect part of the whole concert.
Oh, that's great. That's the one at Oakland Coliseum?
Yeah, Oakland Coliseum.
Man, what a neat place that is.
Oh,
Not in the best part of town.
No, but it was.
I've been there to the Oakland Coliseum. It's kind of scary, actually.
It was great. Not growing up, I moved there after I left the Navy in 71. But San Francisco was the best years of my life.
Yeah, I'm sure, man.
Okay, the other one I want to mention was I saw just 2 years ago, the Celtic Women. Have you ever heard of them?
Uh-uh.
Oh, they're excellent. They're basically six Irish ladies who have the most beautiful voices you've ever heard in your life.
Is that right?
Yeah, you gotta check them out on, you know.
The Celtic ladies or Celtic?
Celtic Women.
Celtic Women.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's the name. Okay, bro, that's it.
Thank you, William. Enjoy your weekend, dude.
I will, sir.
Stay safe out there on the roads, man.
I will.
All right. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Dave in Windsor real quick. Good morning, Dave. Thanks for holding on for me.
Hey, John. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. You?
Doing good. Just thought I would pitch a few cents in this morning.
I was listening to the talk a little earlier, and my denomination came up, Southern Baptist, so I thought I would defend us just a little bit.
And you're a pastor, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what do you want to say? I don't know if what Christy Harvey or I said offended you.
No, not offended
but
at all.
But, I do know a couple Southern Baptists, and the ones I know think that really God ordained them the head of their household and that the women should be subservient.
Sure. There's a great deal of diversity within our denomination, but mm-hmm. I think the thing that I would say is just as equal to the, and maybe the way that I would say the teaching is the idea is that our spouses should respect our husbands. In fact, the Bible teaches this idea of mutual respect. But what I would say is we spend a ton of time talking about the fact that, and very biblical, that men are to be loving their wives to the point of laying down their lives sacrificially, dying if necessary, as Christ would for the church.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's left out of the talk there. The word submission is, kind of a coded bad word in our society. The teaching is really mutual submission. And it's the idea of looking out for each other, putting each other's interests first. And so that's the idea.
Is that right? Well, it sounds like you got a good church going there. You want to plug your church there in Windsor, Dave?
Well, we're Cornerstone in Windsor, and I've been there about 9 years, and we just want to help people move forward with their lives and, of course, believe that Jesus Christ, his gospel, gives us a great many answers to be able to move forward in life.
Can I ask you where you stand in the whole healthcare debate? Does everybody deserve healthcare, Dave?
This is one of those tricky things, and let me just answer it up front. Before government got involved in healthcare in this country, at one time, the places where you would get healthcare would be at religious. And so I would say that the church has been way ahead of the curve on this thing. The problem that we face now is I'm not sure that the government is the best place to get healthcare. I would much prefer that happen in a more loving environment and less of a civil environment. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. But I don't think that it would be less civil if it's a government run.
Well, the
would you say that all children deserve free health care, Dave?
I think everybody needs to be taken care of. That's what I believe. Now, again, coded words, health care, free health care. What I would say is every person is vital. They're significant. They deserve to be cared for. Life is sacred. So of course, everyone needs to be provided for. I believe the answer comes to making that happen through charities, through religious societies, through however that wants to happen. I do prefer a smaller government because it becomes so cold and hard at times. And if you've ever been in need and had to stand in line and face a government bureaucrat to get help, then you know what I'm talking about. I've been there, and a whole lot of people have. And it's not a pretty sight. I deal with people all the time that we help, and many of them have been through the government turnstiles. And though you get help, and there's a lot of vital things that happen, it also can be very cold and demeaning at times. And a person is many times you have to give up your dignity to get that kind of help. That's what I don't like.
All right, hey Dave, great call.
Yes,
what's
sir,
your favorite concert of all time, man? You been to any concerts?
Well, yeah, probably 1980, Bob Dylan, the Save Tour. You'd expect something like that, but it was awesome.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for the call, and don't be a stranger, all right?
All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye. Maybe we bring this up. Churches are tax-exempt. They want to help people out. Why not tax churches to help pay for some of this health care? Haven't thought about that before. It kind of drives me crazy that churches are tax-exempt, tax-free. Ridiculous, because I think they run as businesses. You want to talk about that over the next hour and 20 minutes? We can do that at 303-713-7600. A little late for a break, 8:37, but going to talk to everybody here, Ron, Pat, David. Got a new one here coming in, 303-713-7600. All your phone calls, no more guests, just you for the rest of the show. John Turk in for Jay Marvin. Now Todd Parker checks traffic for us.
The Denver Drive already starting to break loose. Southbound 225 lightening up just a little bit as you're coming around Parker up towards DTC. Southbounders on I-25 looking a little better downtown. We are still seeing some delays. Northbound I-25 approaching Alameda. It's going to kind of hang you up as you're trying to get from DU on into the downtown area. Surface Street crash, cleanup stages, Colorado and I-25. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the mid to upper 80s. There is a chance of seeing some afternoon showers as those clouds roll in. Currently 71 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Earning your career-focused bachelor's, master's, or doctorate degree can be an achievable reality with Colorado Technical University. Study online, on campus, days, nights, or weekends. Call CTU at 888-269-1555 or click coloradotech.edu.
Want to take your business to the next level? Win $5,000 in advertising for your business.
Probably the best idea.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should, too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
And people saying, hi, Fred, want to have lunch?
In today's economy, even if you have a job, you never know when you're going to need one. Put yourself where employers can find you. DenverHelpWanted.com.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. If I know about something great, you know I have to share it. And that's how I feel about Rocky's Autos. Let me give you some reasons why you should shop at Rocky's Autos. Number one, they're locally owned and operated, and they care about the community that they do business in. They're big supporters of AM 760 and have been big supporters of my show, and I thank them for that, and I think you should patronize people locally who do spend their hard-earned money to advertise. Second of all, they have the largest selection of clean, late-model, previously owned vehicles in all of Colorado. These things are great, the selection is great, and you're bound to find something that you like. Plus, you get more bang for your auto buck. You know, you go buy a new car, oh, it smells great, and all of that. But the minute you drive it off the lot, hey, price of it sinks like a rock. Rocky's Autos, drop by and see any of my friends at Rocky's. I guarantee the shopping experience will be a good one. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. That's Rocky's Autos at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Hi, this is Mario reminding you that Lauer's Hardwood has Beetlekill flooring, paneling, 2x4s, and logs. It's beautiful, price perfect, and environmentally neutral. Say Mario sent you and get 10% off. 303-205-WOOD or Lauer's Hardwood.
This is a public announcement for consumers who are overwhelmed with state and federal tax debt. If you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay, you can now receive a free tax review and get powerful information on settling your delinquent taxes for a fraction of what you owe. Get a view from TaxLine. This is a service to the public offered by TaxLine. The call is free. The information is powerful. If you have over $10,000 of back taxes and have been hit with an IRS bank levy, wage garnishment, tax lien, excessive penalties are afraid any of these may happen, call the tax line now. The tax line's ex-IRS agents have over 30 years of experience in negotiating rock-bottom settlements with the IRS. To access this powerful tax elimination service, call tax line immediately. 800-331-8000. Again, that number is 800-331-8000. For your free tax review, call now. 800-331-8000. 800-331-8000. Or visit www.taxline.net.
Safe retirement question number 18. Do you know how much of your IRA isn't yours? Stop gambling with your retirement dollars. Tune into the It's Time to Cover Your Assets show, Saturday afternoons at 12:30, right here on AM 760.
Hello again, I'm Mr. Money from the Lodge Casino, here to tell you about our new games, higher betting limits, and extended hours. There's nothing like the excitement of a craps table. It's fast-paced fun and easy to learn. Another casino favorite, roulette, spins many ways to win. Plus, now you can play all the newest slots, from pennies all the way to $100, 24 hours a day. It's all at the friendliest place to play.
Lodge Casino.
Hey! 8:42, 18 minutes before 9 o'clock. I'm asking the next hour to start playing some music, Eric Hoff, that bands are going to be playing in the Mile High Music Festival. I'm getting geeked up about this concert. Taking your phone calls on anything under the sun, as well as your favorite concert of all time. I'm hoping this weekend lands, or I think Tool and Widespread Panic playing together should be pretty sweet. 303-713-7600. Ron and Laramie. Good morning, Ron.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. You know, it's good to hear you on the radio.
Thank you, sir.
It's good to hear you doing the, I suggested a long time ago you get on there.
Did you? Yeah, I remember you saying, why don't you do it?
Why don't
you? And finally, management gave me the opportunity.
And I think you're doing a good job. I think I like you more than Mario.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
I don't know if we're able to, you know, should probably say that, but I'm saying.
You can say it, and you can call my boss and tell her if you want. I'm just kidding.
You ought to hear it. Hey, we're talking about concerts and the best concerts, and I'm a little older than you, so I've seen some good concerts. And there was something called the Denver Mile High Pop Festival, annual Denver Mile High Pop Festival in 1969. And they brought in people like, you know, they had Three Dog Night, and they had Creedence Clearwater, and they had all kinds, they had Zephyr, and all kinds of just remarkable people there. Tim Buckley, and probably bands you've never heard of.
I've heard all of them that you've mentioned so far.
Aorta. And these kinds of bands, it was fantastic. And at the end, they had Hendrix.
Sweet.
And Hendrix comes out, and he's just tuning up his guitar. And everybody's just, you know, they would have bought that and played it over and over and over again.
Yeah, I'm just tuning, huh?
I'm just tuning up.
Yeah.
And he's out in this, you know, this white leather, long frayed outfit. Just unbelievable. But my
Did you ever get to go to Family Dog?
No.
I never did.
I drove around the Family Dog when Focal Harum was there, but we never got in. But my other concert that's just as good, probably better. Was Talking Heads in Fort Collins.
Wow. I wish I could have seen the Talking Heads, man.
They hadn't finished their third record yet, and David Byrne, we paid $4 for the ticket.
Sweet.
And David Byrne just blew my mind. I've never heard or seen anything like it. I'd seen a lot of concerts up to that point. But David Byrne and Talking Heads that night, man, they just tore it up. And so, you know, I'll put David Byrne even ahead of Hendrix.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You know, David Byrne played a show at Red Rocks just a few weeks ago.
He did?
Yeah. A solo show, and I had several friends that went and said it was awesome. He obviously played a few Talking Heads song, closed it out with Burning Down the House.
Wow, you know, he won't do a thing with Talking Heads.
He won't. Yeah, him and Tina Weymouth just do not like each other.
Oh, and then...
I mean, if there's one band that I could see get together a reunion tour, it'd be the Talking Heads.
I'd like to see
you. You know, it's kind of neat when the Police got back together a couple years ago and did that thing. I was psyched about that, but and I think we talked about which band would you like to see get back together again. My number one would be the Talking Heads.
My number one would be, and it'll never happen because they're all too old and they're just, you know, scattered out, but it was Buffalo Springfield.
Yeah.
You probably don't remember.
Yeah, no, Neil Young.
Yeah, Neil Young, Stephen Stills.
Yeah.
I mean, the list goes on, you know. I mean, I remember when the Byrdes tried to get back together. Do you remember that? And Jefferson Airplane?
Mm-hmm. Or how about Led Zeppelin? They did a couple shows.
Uncle Heron tried to get back. Those three bands failed miserably. They failed miserably when they put their Get Back Together records. So, who was that last one you said?
The last one I said?
Yeah. You said they got back together, and who was
it? Led Zeppelin. I'd like to see them get back together. And
they can't lose. They can't lose. They can't.
Robert Plant's being kind of a jerk about it.
Well, you know, the guy's done so much on his own.
He has.
He could equal somewhat.
Yeah, I'd like to see him get back together and do a full U.S. tour, though.
And let's hope that Palin does run for president and gets the nomination.
Let's do.
Okay.
She'll get my vote to run anyway. All right, Ron, thanks for calling. Thanks for the compliments, dude. Thanks for talking about music.
Best.
All right.
Okay,
have a great weekend. Pat and Thornton. Thanks for holding on, Pat. You're on with John Turk on AM 760.
Happy Friday, John.
Happy Friday.
Hey, man, starting off with music. As much as I liked Pink Floyd in Foxborough Stadium, it started to rain halfway through the show.
Is that right?
And they
just kind of ruined it for you?
They had to take down the inflatable pigs and everything.
Dude, those inflatables were so neat, man.
But I'd probably have to say Jethro Tull in downtown Boston, a really big house, back before Ian Anderson ruined his voice. That was a good show.
First concert I ever went to was Jethro Tull. I have all of his stuff on vinyl.
Oh, I have a lot of his stuff on cassette. Oh, yeah.
No, I used to have a flute too, and I'd sit around in my room and listen to Jethro Tull and play the flute. How stupid is that?
Yeah, no.
And my producer Eric is laughing at me right now.
Hey, you know, I hate to do this, but I want to comment on a couple of callers from yesterday.
That's fine.
I couldn't get through, and because Mark pushed a couple of my buttons. You know
the conservative Mark from Denver. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, one other thing, and I wrote down what he said too. He said he's talking about taxes. He said, "Let's take from people who are successful and give it to everyone else." And that's this meme that the conservatives have out there, that people who have money work harder than people who don't have money.
And yeah, who's to say the guy making, you know, working at McDonald's for $10 an hour isn't working as hard as the engineer sitting on his butt out of DIA watching people work, making $500,000 a year?
Let me tell you something. Have you ever seen that show 30 Days with Morgan Spurlock? Ever heard of it?
No, I haven't seen it.
FX. But it's the same guy who did the McDonald's thing where he ate McDonald's for 30 days. And he's got this show where he or somebody else does something for 30 days. And my wife and I watched one yesterday where he was a coal miner for 30 days. And let me tell you something. I bet you any coal miner works harder than Paris Hilton. But they don't have the money that Paris Hilton has.
No. Well, a lot of this money that we're talking about is inherited cash, too.
Yeah, so, I mean, so, you know, let's stop with the, you know, people who work hard, you know. And the other thing, too, is a lot of times people are successful because of the government. I mean, how many times, you know, you couldn't start a business without the government judicial system or the fact that we regulate our currency or the fact that, you know, public education educates a workforce or that we pave the roads that your workers use to get to your job. I mean, so the money that people make in their businesses, the government has a hand in that. It's not that they're doing it all on their own. And the other thing that Mark said is he said he wants to give his money away to people who deserve his charity. You know, he wants to pick the charities that he gives to.
Yep.
And, you know, to a certain respect, I think that, you know, we all have favorite charities that we donate to, and that's fine. But if that's the only thing, if it's not supplemented by government welfare, food stamps, and that kind of thing, you know, so what's going to happen is the people, some conservative people, and I'm not going to speak for Mark, might say, well, there's a poor black unwed mother. I'm not going to give her any money because she had sex out of wedlock, and I don't think she deserves my money. I mean, and so you're going to create this acceptable class and this unacceptable class of people. And, I mean, we don't want to split our country apart like that.
No, we sure don't. Yeah, Mark made a few comments, you know, yesterday that I disagree with pretty much a lot of what, you know, his views politically. And, you know, with his whole point about charity, is all I give to this and I give to that. Well, couldn't that money, you know, and I'm not going to say where his money should go, but if you're willing to do that, don't you think you could increase your taxes just a little bit so everybody has health care? I mean, just a thing like health care.
Absolutely.
A 1%. If he's making $280,000 a year, 1% of his income.
Right.
Doesn't seem like a whole lot.
If Canada can figure it out, I think we can figure it out.
Yeah, exactly.
And you had one last thing. You had one other caller that was giving you the comparison about giving the PCs away to people, and wouldn't that put Macintosh out of business?
Yeah, I remember that analogy, yep.
There's two problems with that analogy. First of all, nobody's saying that the government's giving away health care. People are going to be, if there's a public plan, people are still going to be paying copays. They're still going to be paying premiums. It's not given away. And the other thing is, you know, I don't think the libraries put Barnes & Noble out of business. And I don't think the post office has put FedEx out of business. Just because a government is a player doesn't mean that competition is going to put the other ones out of business.
Yeah, has digital downloads put the CD business, the recording industry, out of business?
Right. So, you know, I don't think that was a good analogy.
Perfect. Hey, man, great call. Thanks a lot for getting in here, Pat.
Have a good weekend.
All right, you too, brother.
Bye.
303-713-7600, 852, 8 minutes before 9 o'clock. We got about an hour and 10 to go. And nothing but your phone calls, 303-713-7600. Let's have some fun. Anything you want to talk about, fine with me. Also going to ask you what your favorite concert was of all time. I don't know if I got Pat's. Shucks. All right, so Ruben, David, hang on. I'm going to take your phone call. Got one open line, again, at 303-713-7600. Todd Parker, hopefully traffic loosening up now.
Just one trouble spot to get in your way. It's a stalled-out semi in the tech center, southbound I-25, right around Orchard. Now, volume is light enough. Everybody's just kind of humming by, but it could catch some looks, that on both sides of the highway. As far as the rest of the metro roads go, speeds are improving on southbound 225 as well as on 76, traveling westbound on that approach to 74th. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Go hog wild at the 2009 Arapahoe County Fair, July 22nd through the 26th, where for $10, you'll enjoy rodeos, demolition derbies, mutton busting, dog shows, tractor pulls, concerts, fireworks, free parking, and more. Go to ArapahoeCountyFair.com and download a coupon today.
Dr. Basil.
It's Basil, Doc. We don't have much time. Pepperoni.
Hello again. I'm Mr. Money from the Lodge Casino, here to tell you about our new games, higher betting limits, and extended hours. There's nothing like the excitement of a craps table. It's fast-paced fun and easy to learn. Another casino favorite, roulette, spins many ways to win. Plus, now you can play all the newest slots, from pennies all the way to $100, 24 hours a day. It's all at the friendliest place to play.
Lodge Casino.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular pavestone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from the Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Products you can choose from the online warehouse. Get extra cash on eBay with stuff you already own. Request your free guide today while supplies last. Just call 1-800-300-1187. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-300-1187.
Restaurant owners Rachel and her husband had a run-in with the IRS.
Before we knew it, I owed $90,000. We had a revenue officer in our restaurant. It was a very scary day, and that night, my husband and I had a really big fight.
In a panic, they jumped at the first chance for relief.
We didn't do our homework. They weren't attorneys, and we pretty much got scammed.
Then they turned to a trusted friend.
Our business attorney recommended Nationwide Tax Relief. They were awesome.
The attorneys at Nationwide Tax Relief saved their restaurant.
They ended up saving us between 40 and 50% up on our tax debt. It was a miracle for us because we could keep the business open.
If you owe the IRS or state more than $20,000, call the attorneys at Nationwide Tax Relief. 1-800-947-0828.
We're still married, thank goodness, and my husband and I are happy clients of Nationwide Tax Relief.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief now. 800-947-0828. 800-947-0828.
Sweet little talking heads for us. Thank you, Erica. 303-713-7600. You're going to squeeze a couple phone calls in here before 9 o'clock news. David in Denver, hang on. Ruben on a cell phone first. What's up, Ruben?
Hey, Todd. I remember a concert I think I went to, but I can't remember it. It was really good. It was wetter than heck. It was about in the 60s.
What, were you smoking a little wacky tobacco? Is that why you don't remember it?
I can't say that. I have to say I was drinking.
Okay.
Because the company, you know how they are.
Yeah. But they can't bust you for something you did in the 60s.
Well, but they still can do some tests on you.
Right. They're going to pull hair on you.
Well, who I work for, you know. Anyway, also I remember one I went to over in Europe, in England. I think it was England. The same thing happened. I can't remember it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In that position?
Yeah.
You go to a concert and you can't remember
what happened. Well, yeah, depending on what you've been doing at the concert.
Oh, definitely drinking.
But I've grown up a little bit. I remember all the concerts I've been to lately.
Well, I haven't remembered one in a long time.
Well, it's that short-term something loss, dude.
Oh, man, I don't know, man. But I tell you, it was so much fun. I got wetter than heck at that first one. I do remember that.
All right. Thanks a lot,
and
Ruben.
It was a crazy guy up there dancing with his arms twisted. I remember that. It flashes back every once in a while.
All right.
Anyway, Todd, you have a lovely day.
It's actually John Turk, Ruben. Thank you.
Is it John?
Yes, it is.
I thought it was Todd. Okay, bye.
Didn't get the point of that phone call.
Sorry about that.
David in Denver, hey, I got about 60 seconds for you. If not, I'll hold you over news because I want to talk to you.
Okay. Oh, hi, Turk.
Hey, man. If you don't get it in, don't feel like you got to rush.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to talk to you about the DIA thing. There was a guy, I researched this stuff a lot for a lot of years, a guy named Phil Schneider. He was a geologist, right?
Mm-hmm.
He went down and tested underground rock formations and stuff for underground tunnels and underground buildings, right?
Mm-hmm.
He went public, And he said, yeah, there's something going on at DIA. It has to do with all this ET stuff. And matter of fact, the reason why he went public was that he said he was at a meeting, and now dig this, you can believe, you might want to investigate this. He was at a meeting, right? Kind of low-key.
I only got about 10 seconds, David. So
low-key United Nations building, meeting, and he said it was chaired by ETs. So that's when he got out of it.
Strange.
The word.
All right. David, thanks a lot. I'm out of time. Your phone call's next. You want to talk about DIA? I'm here at 303-713-7600.
Mario Solis Marriage.
TGIV. Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, we'll have the guys from the lowdown, your calls, y mucho más.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This is a public announcement for consumers who are overwhelmed with state and federal tax debt. If you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay, you can now receive a free tax review and get powerful information on settling your delinquent taxes for a fraction of what you owe. Get a free tax review from TaxLine. This is a service to the public offered by TaxLine. The call is free. The information is powerful. If you have over $10,000 of back taxes and have been hit with an IRS bank levy, wage garnishment, tax lien, excess penalties are afraid any of these may happen, call the tax line now. The tax line's ex-IRS agents have over 30 years of experience in negotiating rock-bottom settlements with the IRS. To access this powerful tax elimination service, call tax line immediately. 800-331-8000. Again, that number is 800-331-8000. For your free tax review, call now. 800-331-8000. 800-331-8000 is at www.taxline.net.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM 760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. A sign that the worst of the housing slump may be over. The Commerce Department says construction of new homes climbed by more than 3.5% in June to their highest level in 7 months. Bezzaro Financial's Diane Swank says during the recession, you take the positives where you find them.
After what we've been through, it's good to see any kind of a bounce, even though it's off of such exceedingly low levels.
CBSMoneyWatch.com's Jill Schlesinger.
This is not the end of the housing crisis. We are in a process of bottoming. That's what these numbers are starting to indicate.
Fears continue to ripple through the retail industry as CIT Group inches closer to bankruptcy. Retail analyst Burke Flickinger says given the number of small and mid-sized businesses that borrow from CIT, the ripple effect, if it goes under, would be immeasurable.
CIT's bankruptcy would be catastrophic for retailers and catastrophic for the economy.
In the capital of Indonesia, a chaotic scene in the wake of bomb attacks at two luxury hotels in Jakarta, often frequented by Westerners. Authorities say at least 8 people are dead, dozens of others wounded, including 8 Americans. Stephen Kosuma lives nearby and witnessed the blasts.
I saw that the firefighters and ambulances was just coming, and then it was just chaos to see the people running away from those two buildings.
Indonesian authorities say suicide bombers were responsible, probably members of Jamiah Islamiyah, which has ties to Al-Qaeda. In the streets of Tehran, they were back. Supporters of Iranian opposition leader Mir Hossein Mousavi by the tens of thousands turned out for Friday prayers to hear a leading cleric attack the government. Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani delivered a sermon that said there was widespread doubt about the outcome of last month's disputed election, and Rafsanjani criticized the government crackdown on dissenters. Latest in a series of U.S. drone missile attacks in Pakistan's tribal region, attacks the U.S. keeps up even while the Pakistani government continues its objections. CBS News correspondent David Martin has more from the Pentagon.
Local officials say that there were 5 dead, and if the strike was accurately targeted, those would most likely be 5 Al-Qaeda fighters.
Martin says there is no reason to believe that anyone in Al-Qaeda leadership was killed. Well, it wasn't a long stay. Applause for Pope Benedict after he left a hospital where he underwent surgery for a broken wrist. The Pope was at his vacation home in the Italian Alps when the Vatican said he fell overnight. Doctors say he will wear a cast on his right arm for a month. A surprise today in second quarter numbers from Citigroup. The banking giant joined 3 others this week in reporting strong results, profits of nearly $2.5 billion. And on Wall Street at this hour, stocks are up. This is CBS News.
Being Ready, a true story from Farmers Insurance.
We started with nothing, no capital.
Ted, a farmer's client.
Today, 47 years later, we sell around 10,000 tires a month.
Ron Rourke, a farmer's agent.
He's grown from the bottom up, and now they got multiple locations. They grew, and I grew with them.
We found an agent that doesn't just sell you and then forget about you, but he practices what we call service after the sale. He's always interested in our business. We have safety seminars to keep our costs down.
He's got his automotive service business owner package with us, plus he has his workers' compensation and all of his personal lines, auto, home, and life. We've got employees insured here, and just about every product that Farmers offers, they have.
Are you this ready? Get to know a Farmers agent today.
We got coverage that allows you to sleep at night.
For auto, home, business, or life insurance, visit Farmers.com. Because ready, good.
Picture taking time in space as NASA tries to determine whether...
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Colorful shoe company Crocs is hurting. Niwot-based Crocs is cutting some 2,000 jobs, a third of its workforce. The Washington Post reports Crocs boasted a profit of $168 million 2 years ago, but a year later lost $185 million. Crews have built containment lines around 35% of an 800-acre wildfire in southwestern Colorado. The people evacuated there have been allowed to return home. Officials say the blaze probably sparked by lightning.
It is hot and it is dry, so we are definitely going to be out there making sure those lines are extremely secure.
The BLM's Aaron Curtis is cautioning Peter and Slope to be careful with campfires. And a Colorado camper is thankful he had a chainsaw with him this week when he was attacked by a mountain lion in Shoshone National Forest in Wyoming. Dustin Britton was using the chainsaw to cut brush when the animal surprised him. Britton suffered a small puncture wound, not as bad as the 8-inch gash he left on the lion's shoulder. Wildlife agents later shot that lion after it attacked a search dog, and they say the cat may have been starving. Sports, Rockies and San Diego again tonight in San Diego. Colorado beat the Padres last night 10-1. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
A late accident southbound I-25 right around 84th, hanging things up as you're trying to get up.
From Consumer Reports, an e-book showdown, I'm Ernie Sprantz. If you're shopping for an e-book reader, as in portable electronic text display, two brands dominate, Sony and Amazon. For the July issue, Consumer Reports compared the Amazon Kindle 2 and Sony Reader PRS-700BC. To start, the Sony requires you to install software on your PC. It's not Mac compatible, and connect via USB to download new content. The Kindle is wireless, connecting automatically and at no extra cost to your Amazon.com account. It took an hour or so to set up the Sony, about 5 minutes for the Kindle. Both have a 6-inch black and white screen. Reading in a range of light conditions is generally fine, though on the Kindle, type and images are rendered more crisply and accurately. As far as navigation, the Sony has a slight edge. Its touchscreen made navigating content easier than with the Kindle's 5-way joystick. The only toss-up is the availability of titles. The Kindle store has 270 titles and counting, far more than Sony's e-book store. Cost $9.99, a few bucks less than Sony's usual price. But Sony allows access to 500,000 free public domain titles. The bottom line? The Kindle is easier to use and more versatile. The Sony, worth considering for its touchscreen and nightlight. I'm Ernie Sprant for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
When it comes to operating systems for your computer, you don't really have many options. After Windows, Linux, and Mac OS X, you'll struggle to think of any more. Thankfully, the guys at Google want to add one more to the list, Chrome. Based on their 9-month-old web browser of the same name, Chrome will initially be created for low-cost netbooks and will be created with the help of the open-source programming community.
Is a David... So just give me another second here. Do you see this story? Red light runners, beware, get caught on camera. You see these popping up around the city. Now, starting July 20th, the city of Littleton's red light safety cameras will begin snapping pictures of red light runners at the intersection of South Broadway and West Littleton Boulevard. They'll operate 24 hours a day and catch every driver running a red light through the intersection. Residents have a 30-day warning period where no tickets will be issued, but authorities say that's no reason to break the law. Wonder if they can catch bicyclists cruising through red lights, too. During the grace period, drivers will be sent warning notices. Warning signs alerting drivers to the red light cameras are also in place. The program is administered by the American Traffic Solutions, Inc., but each violation will be reviewed and approved by the Littleton Police Department prior to being issued. I don't like these things. I don't like these cameras and all the stuff at these intersections. You know, I want a police officer to hand me a physical ticket. What about you? 303-713-7600. Also, did you see they're going to start a lot of work there on South Broadway? Is it really your money at work, or is it a traffic nightmare? They're going to start constructing on Broadway between, I think it's Yale and Arizona. They're going to put new curbs up, lights, medians, drainage, and trees. They're going to do this in sections. But you know how busy Broadway is there as you're approaching I-25 intersection after Yale? Man, that's a big stretch. And I see construction popping up everywhere, even on roads it doesn't need it. Is this a wise use of money for stimulus? 303-713-7600. Also, about 50 protesters marched on the district attorney's office Thursday morning, demanding that the DA do a better job of policing the police. The group, mostly students organized by the Colorado Progressive Coalition, marched outside the Webb Municipal Building, claiming Denver officers disproportionately assault minorities, then charged the victims with assault on a police officer. The police and the DA call it being proactive in the communities of color. We call it racial profiling, said lawyer Art Way. So if you want to talk about this protest, do you think the police need more policing? I don't think it's a bad idea. 303-713-7600. All right, let's get back to them. D in Denver, thanks for waiting. Hello, D.
Hey, Turk, this is Deeds. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Man, you're doing a fantastic job.
Oh, thank you. Yep, I appreciate it.
I've really enjoyed it. Sweet. So anyway, I've been to tons of great, great shows, but I thought it would be fitting to come and talk to you about my favorite panic show.
All right. Which one is it?
Red Rocks 97.
Red Rocks 97 was an awesome year. I was there.
Yes, it was. Heck yeah.
Why does that one stick out for you, Dee?
I remember the Can't Find My Way Home. It was so sick.
Yeah, and the encore. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
That was a great show.
Help me, somebody can't find my way home.
Yep.
That's pathetic. That's how much of a loser I am. I know what two songs they played in their encore in Red Rocks 1997.
That's funny. That was one of my favorite shows, and I'm a little bit bummed. We're going to go to the festival, my husband and I, on Sunday. Can't miss Up Mule tomorrow at the Mishawaka. But I'm bummed. We've been seeing those guys at Red Rocks for the past 15 years. I mean, with the exception of the 1 year they went on hiatus, but... Yeah, I'm bummed. I wish they were playing Red Rocks this year.
I know, and I was talking to Chuck. Did you hear my interview with Chuck Morris yesterday?
No, I missed it.
Yeah, he swears this is the only show they're playing. These are the only shows they're playing in Colorado all year.
Man, that sucks.
I'm used to the last weekend of June is normally Red Rocks widespread weekend.
Yeah.
And I was depressed. I had a depression looming that weekend, the last weekend of June.
Yeah, the only thing that made it better for me is I got to see Wynwood Clapton that weekend.
Oh, yeah?
That was great. Yeah, that was a good show, too.
I'm sure. I read the reviews on that. They played quite a few Cream tunes as well.
Blind Faith. Yeah, it was sick. It was great.
Blind Faith and Cream.
Right,
and yeah.
Right. Yeah, it was good. Hey, and also, I think we have some buddies in common.
Now, is your name D or what? I don't know if
it's Deeds.
Deeds?
Yep.
D-E-E-D-S?
Yep, that's
like
it.
Like Deedee, is that your name?
Deedre. Yep.
And they call you Deeds for short.
Yep, I've been Deeds since I was born.
So you think we have some common friends?
Yes, I do.
We should hook up.
Yeah, the whole Swedenborg crew, Amber and Jason.
Right.
And Missy and Josh from Glenwood.
right.
Yep.
Well, let's hook up sometime.
Yeah,
we'll be there. So you're not going to be there Saturday. You're going to be up at the Missy and Mule.
Yeah, can't pass that up. And then, we're going to be at the festival on Sunday.
Hey, hold on a second. I'm going to pass along my contact info for you, okay, Dee?
Right on. Okay, cool.
All right, hold on 1 second.
Great.
All right, I'm going to see if she'll shoot me an email today. And, Erica, if you even want to give her my cell phone number, you can do that, too. But it's on, the TP list. But you can give Deeds my contact info. We got some sweet T-shirts that we made for this weekend, Deeds. You may want one. I can't talk about them on the air. Probably get fired. 303-713-7600. David in Boulder. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, man, good morning. I'm enjoying your show, man. I don't call in that often, but I always listen, so.
Well, we're glad to have you, man. Call in whenever you can.
You know, I was so overwhelmed as I got older. My first concert I ever went to was REO Speedwagon, right? It was so funny as an African American when I actually entered into the stadium. It was my first intervention with racism because I had never knew anything about it. Because when I was growing up as a kid, I would listen to Van Halen, Kiss, you know, whatever I wanted to listen to. My brothers and my sisters and my mom, my dad, they never said anything to me about I was listening to white music.
Are you're an African American, David?
Yeah,
and you were into heavy metal?
And I had no clue. Listen to REO Speedwagon, and it was one of my favorite.
And classic rock, right.
At the time, and when I went to the concert, you know, it was my first intervention with racism. People were looking at me like I was weird. They would give me bad vibes and so forth and so on. But it was the best concert I ever went to, 1981.
That's sweet. I got to see REO Speedwagon and Journey, and I think Styx was the opener at Fiddler's Green a few years ago. Obviously, they didn't have all the original members. But, yeah, man, that's crazy. So how old were you in 1981 when you went to see REO?
17 years old.
17 years old.
And it was just, like I say, it was so funny because I had no clue of racism.
Do you still listen to classic rock?
Still listen to classic rock.
All right, see?
And I asked my brothers and my sisters and my mom, they never said anything. All they would do is close the door.
And they're listening to Michael Jackson, and you're listening to REO Speedwagon, right, Dave?
Exactly, man.
That's classic. You know, I had a caller last week that was making fun of my favorite band. We were just talking about Widespread Panic. They called them Widespread White Guys.
Okay.
And it's like, you know what? Music does. Music moves across, you know, racial lines. I don't get it. I like rap. I like jazz. I love listening to Louis Armstrong and Miles Davis.
Me too.
And blues. I love Southern Swamp blues.
And I see little white kids listening to rap, and it always reminds me of when I was a teenager, just on the opposite side, you know. And it, mm-hmm. It's fascinating. But I wanted to bring up another issue too.
Go ahead, David, real quick.
I took a young lady out to dinner, and she's kind of on the obese side, right?
Okay.
And I was noticing, man, she was ordering for like two people. Okay, and I was sitting there, and I began to look around the restaurant, and I was saying to myself, a lot of guys don't take big women out to dinner like this. And I felt like I was in the middle of a threesome or something, man. And it was just incredible how much food that she was ordering. But I was sitting back, and it hadn't dawned on me that, you know, if I took a big person out to dinner, that they would be ordering for two people. And I was just wondering, have you ever experienced something like that? Because I'd never do it again. If I take a big woman out to dinner, it's got to be like one of the buffet type of styles.
Come on now, David. Are you just trying to make me laugh?
No, I'm being honest with you.
You're being honest with you? No, you know what?
How much I spent? I spent $76.
I've been with, you know, I haven't been in the dance high school, man. I've been with Stacy for 18 years, my wife Stacy.
Okay, that's cool.
So, yeah, you know what? I don't mind. I like women of all shapes, sizes, colors. You know, it doesn't matter to me, man.
I do too, but like I said, it's just I had never took a big girl out to dinner, and I took her out to dinner, man. I swear, I felt like I was on a threesome.
Well, hey, I don't know about that, man.
It was rough, man. I'm telling you.
Try taking a girl out that likes to drink real heavily, man. It'll be more expensive than the food she's eating when you're paying like $7 a gin and tonic. You know.
You think I should have just been cool with it? I shouldn't have been rattled by it at all.
No, man. So maybe she was hungry. So, have you never eaten for two people?
Hey, no.
You ever had two cheeseburgers before, David?
I have.
Okay, there you go.
I have.
All right.
Maybe I should have just been a little more subtle with it, huh?
Should be a little more subtle, man.
Yeah, maybe so. But I got to say, man, it was just I wasn't prepared to pay for three people, but I did. And that would kind of rattle my cage a little.
Well, don't let it rattle your cage, man. She was probably just hungry, okay?
Okie dokie.
All right, take her out again, man. Take her for a second date. See if she just orders for one.
I would, but it would be at Bucedo.
All right. Thank you, David, for the phone call. 303-713-7600. I got time for one more before break. Let's go to... Gosh, I can't figure out how... You know, I got a new phone. I can't figure out how to turn my phone on to mute. And every time I do, it like kicks me back. I'm sorry, everybody. But I get awesome instant messages on my phone, too, so that's why I have it sitting next to me. But you don't like that little bloop, 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 bloop? Doesn't it sound kind of cool? Like I'm in the Starship Enterprise? Sylvia in Aurora. Good morning, Sylvia. You were John Turk on AM 760.
Hi.
Hey.
I just wanted to say one thing before I make my comment. That guy that was just on is very prejudiced against obese people. That is a very prejudicial comment that he made.
Yeah, and you know, I was thinking, you know, as he's an African American, you think he'd, you know, understand.
He's talking about people were he was surprised by racism. Well, the biggest discrimination nowadays is against overweight people. But my comment about, I want to talk about the, I'm a white Latina, and I want to just explain that I've given lots of talks about diversity in the Hispanic population with regard to diabetes and things like that, because that's my field.
Mm-hmm.
But when I talk about things that affect the Hispanic population, there are people of Anglo-American background that aren't going to understand it. And so there is a certain understanding in different cultures that the people of that culture understand. In other words, like in the 50s when the Chicano movement was initiated here in Colorado, how many would know that it was Corky Gonzalez? And how many would know that why? You know, why did that start? Well, people were trying to use the hyphen in Spanish American because we felt as American as everybody else, and we didn't like the hyphen. Now, my kids are, if you call them Mexican American.
You're breaking out on me, Sylvia.
Over that.
Say that again, you're breaking out.
Don't mind the Mexican American hyphen, but that's what we against in the 50s and the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there are certain things that people of the culture understand, and when Sotomayor made the comment, talking from her cultural...
Yeah, and I don't blame her. I found no offense in her wise Latina comment. Well, Sylvia, it sounds like we lost you. You still there? I'll give you another second here.
Sure. I'll just cut off because I'm up in the mountains.
All right.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
Love the show.
What's your favorite concert of all time, Sylvia?
Well, I saw the Beatles in 64
wow.
on TV.
On TV? You weren't in attendance. Which
no,
one did you attend that was your favorite?
The one I attended, probably Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen? Okay. Hey, Sylvia, thanks a lot. And I think Sonia Sotomayor is a great example to young Latinas everywhere. For sure. I mean, it shows you that, you know, if you put enough into education, you can do anything you want to. 303-713-7600. A little late for a break. Paul, Michael, Mike, hang on, everybody. I'm coming to you after a short timeout. And then get back to you at 303-713-7600. Todd Parker, what's happening out there?
Crews have cleaned up that accident. Southbound I-25, right?
Hello?
If your brain's not responding to the signals that you're full, you'll probably continue eating.
Come on, don't be that way.
Eating and eating some more. With Leptothen, you get the message. You are full.
Oh, finally.
Visit gogetthin.com. That's gogetthin.com. Or call 888-700-DIET. And for a limited time, buy two bottles of Leptothen and get one free.
Realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Another two finalists have been sent packing from So You Think You Can Dance. Judge Nigel Lithgow stated that although all six dancers had performed brilliantly, the decision was unanimous and ultimately two people had to go. And those victims were named Caitlin and Philip. Now that the top 10 finalists have been determined, they'll no longer be performing in pairs. And the public voting will begin soon.
Surface, giving you fresher, younger-looking skin. Hydroxytone's proven ingredients visibly erase wrinkles and tighten skin, removing years from your appearance, allowing you to look up to 10 years younger. This is our biggest giveaway ever, because we're not only giving away $1 million worth of our age-defying cream, we're also going to give the first 100 lucky callers a free bonus gift with the risk-free trial. So call now for your free trial and free gift. Don't miss out. Look up to 10 years younger when you call 1-800-600-8412. That's 1-800-600-8412.
19 years and over $250,000 later, it's time once again for the Ralph Shomps sale benefiting the Children's Hospital Burn Unit. For every car we sell, we give $50 to the burn unit at Children's Hospital. We've priced our entire inventory of all new Hondas, Minis, and BMWs, and all certified pre-owned and used cars at huge savings to help you feel good about your purchase. And you'll be helping us do something worthwhile at the same time. So come on in and get a great deal on a great car. Monday, July 13th through Saturday, July 18th, and help the burn unit at Children's Hospital. Ralph Shomp Honda and Mini, South Broadway at Littleton Boulevard, and Shomp BMW, Lucent Boulevard at C470. You'll be supporting a great cause, the 19th annual Ralph Shomp sale benefiting the Children's Hospital burn unit. Monday, July 13th through Saturday, July 18th. Ralph Shomp Honda and Mini, and Shomp BMW. Don't miss out. We all win. Thanks.
Incubus, they'll be playing the Mile High Music Festival tomorrow night. I think we're there one of the last three bands to go out on one of the main stages there, as well as Tool and Widespread Panic. Asking you what your favorite concert of all time is, as well as calls on anything under the sun, really. We're talking about healthcare. Anybody want to talk about the funny business going on at DIA with that crazy blue stallion with the red eyes and the crazy paintings and the murals and the underground city that's going to be housing aliens? Westward reported on it. We talked about this a couple days ago, so if you want to talk about that, we can. Anything under the sun, like I said. Let's get back to them. Let's go to Paul in Loveland. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, John Turk.
What's up?
I got to tell you, you've got the coolest name in talk radio. I mean, John Turk, that's like, did you know you were going to be doing this when you were six?
No, and it's not a radio name. That is my real name.
That's awesome. All right. Well, I was calling about Dave, the guy that was
the pastor from Walker.
Yeah.
I forget where he was from.
Yeah. Well, he had a lot of, you know, the conservative. I don't know the conservative. And caller earlier used the word memes. I think that's probably
talking points. Term. Yeah.
Yeah. This whole thing about government. You know, the whole
government insurance.
The government.
Yeah. You notice the terms and the semantics being played by some of these folks.
Do the conservatives not understand our Constitution that we're a government of, by, and for the people? We are the government.
Exactly.
It's like, and then he's a pastor at a church, and church.
If we didn't want the government, why did we create it in the first place?
Exactly. And why?
You got to have rules governing people, and you got to have people helping out. Who's going to build the roads?
Exactly.
Who's going to make sure our infrastructure stays? Who's going to protect our borders?
Right.
Not just the individual Joe Schmo and the public.
Right. And when the government doesn't do it, the other government, which is the church, seems to fill that vacuum. I mean, look at Afghanistan and look at, you know.
What do you think of my proposal to make tax churches?
I love it.
They're tax exempt, which makes me sick because
right,
they run like businesses.
And the other thing is that they don't stay out of politics like they're supposed
to. They sure don't.
They preach who you're supposed to vote for if you're going to be a good member of that church. They
focus on the family had a direct line to Karl Rove in the White House.
That's disturbing.
Yes, it sure is.
So, yeah, I just...
No, thank you for calling. No, I appreciate it. And that was David Windsor. He was a pastor. Seemed like a nice guy. And I'm not saying all Southern Baptists are like that, but a few that I've run into, they think that they are way elevated way above the females in their own family.
True.
You know?
True.
All right, Paul, your favorite concert of all time?
Well, that was the toughie. I had to think about it a long while. Bela Fleck and the Fleck Tones with Victor Wooten.
Victor Wooten, one of the best bassists alive.
Just amazing. And then I also went to see Dizzy Gillespie in his last concert tour, and that was amazing, too. So.
Oh, sweet. Both, man, the Diz.
Both great concerts.
I love jazz, man. I love that kind of jazz, cool jazz, like Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, Miles Davis.
And there's
Charlie
guys,
Parker.
You know, like Victor Wooten is amazing.
He
would be a jazz legend, I think, up there with any of them. If, he'd been born 20 years earlier, you'd mention him right next to Miles Davis, I think.
Yep, very true.
So.
All right, man, good call. I haven't seen Bela Fleck and the Flecktones in a long time. Would love to see him.
They're awesome.
I think they played Telluride Bluegrass Festival this year. I think they do every year.
Oh, I should probably try to make it.
You need to
go
down there sometime. If you've never been to Telluride, Paul, you need to check it out.
Oh, that'd be great.
All right, man, cool. Take it easy.
Thanks,
Dr. See you, dude.
Bye.
Yeah, my parents gave me that name. John. I've always kind of hated the name John. Sorry, Mom and Dad. My middle name is Tyson, and I would have preferred to have been Tyson. That's why I named my first son Tyson Turk. Anyway, let's get back to him. Might I digress? Let's go to Michael in Arvada. Good morning, Michael. You're on with John Turk on AM 760.
Hey, how you doing, John?
Good, brother. You?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank
awesome.
You. Hey, and have a great time this weekend.
I will.
And I think maybe actually once I think about it, my topic kind of ties into maybe what goes on a weekend, like what's going to go on is I've never heard really anyone address the issue of like what's going on with the youth, especially with the female youth. As far as, like girls gone wild and...
And this sexting type thing that's going on in middle schools and high schools.
Yes, and now there's texting and there's this, it's going to go to the Supreme Court eventually about, there's like, unfortunately, a young lady that killed herself over someone else, saying something over a text or an email, and it turned out to be, so on and so forth. But my point I wanted to make is, I think it's, just way out of control, but I think it's way out of control with, girls just starting out with their bodies.
Hey, girls are becoming older at younger ages nowadays.
Agreed.
You see
and
it.
I'm
you see it. Yeah,
I'm
you see
39.
It in the clothes.
That didn't happen when I was younger.
No, man, I didn't see girl the way
and
girls dress in high school
women,
today.
You know?
Yeah, the way girls dress in high school today wouldn't have flown when I was in school just 15, 20 years ago.
Right.
And I mean the shorts are the skirts are getting shorter.
And the world changes. I understand that, but I think it's becoming more promiscuous.
Yeah, it is. When I see 13-year-olds with their tongues pierced, it makes me a little suspicious.
I really don't. Well, we can go into facts about pregnancies and so on and so forth.
I just think people are more open sexually, which I am for, but not, at a young age.
I am for that also. I'm an artist. I'm a painter.
Right.
And, however, I still grew up with, morals. Now, that's my own addressment of morals. And as the world changes, I have to, too. But, where's the line drawn?
I don't know. And I see it, man.
And with the Internet
the
and,
porn industry
and
is
phones,
the porn
mean,
industry is huge, man. And it's all about recruiting girls when they're 18, coming out of high school and, going into college.
We have pictures of, the girls we had a crush on,
Right. You had to go to the yearbook. You had to go to the yearbook to get it.
All over the place.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
That's where I'm coming from.
I hear you, Michael. Did you give me your favorite concert?
No, I did not.
Really?
I'm sorry. I've been listening to you, but just jumped down to talk to you about that because it's really been on my mind.
You got it.
And you've been the opening person to talk about it.
Your favorite concert of all time? Yeah. Go ahead.
Panic.
You seen Panic before?
No, I have not, but I will.
All right, go see him this weekend, dude. There's tickets available at milehighmusicfestival.com.
Okay,
I will do
that.
Take care, Michael.
All right, you too.
See, I told you we'll talk about anything. We'll talk about young girls and porn. It is kind of sad out there, and I worry about my daughter being 8 years old. 303-713-7600. I definitely don't want her being a porn star when she grows up. One of my conservative listeners in Colorado Springs wishes she would become a prostitute because I said prostitution should be legal. Hey, Steve. Hello. I hope you're out there. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Mike on a cell phone. Good morning, Mike. Hey, buddy.
How are you?
I'm good. You?
I'm good. Okay, I've seen a number of concerts. I'm a little older now, but I'll just go down the list. I've seen the Beatles when they were in Red Rocks.
Sweet.
I've seen the Guess Who, Santana. No, but I got to tell you, my favorite concerts, you know, I'm going to age myself here. The Righteous Brothers.
Is that right?
Completely awesome.
You've lost that loving feeling?
Oh, yeah.
We used to serenade girls to that in high school. It was so mean.
Yeah. I've seen the Carpenters. Completely awesome. I've seen the Dave Clark Five.
Sweet.
Awesome. I've seen the Herman Hermits over at DU.
Wow.
And I've seen the Beach Boys three times. The Beach Boys, well, years ago. I mean, I haven't seen them for 15 years, but I've seen them three times, and they put on just a fantastic concert.
Do you still go to shows, Mike?
No,
you
I
don't?
I hate crowds. I
do
not
you?
Go to shows.
See, I hope
no.
I never grow out of going to concerts, man. It's just my hobby is seeing live music, and I just hope I never grow out of it. My ears are definitely screwed, though. I can't hear anything anymore.
Yep.
You should hear how loud I have my headphone volume. You probably get some reverb because I have it up so loud.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, if I would have had the sound systems that these kids have today in their cars, you know, what would we have? AM radio. I had the Nifty 950 here in town, and Pogo Pogue and all those guys.
All right.
And it was wonderful music, and we played it, of course, as loud as we could out of, you know, one or two speakers that you might have had. But, you know, I can't.
Yeah, you had one or two speakers, not four to six or eight.
And these great big woofers.
You didn't know what a subwoofer was back then.
No, the shake cars, you know, the shake car from, you know, 100 yards, it's ridiculous. And there you go.
I'm trying to soup up my ride, so I have like a home stereo in my van.
Yeah. And there you go on health care. I suppose I'm going to have to pay for those kids, all those people that have
all the hearing problems.
They're going to be deaf.
All right, Mike, great call, man. Hey, thanks a lot. Have a great day.
This is a coordinated monthly test of the emergency alert system by broadcast stations and cable systems in your area. If this had been an actual emergency, an official message would have followed the alert tone. This concludes the test of the emergency alert system.
Style, quality, and price matter. JCPenney.
I understand the passion, brother.
Mario Solis Marich.
He was fiery and excitable.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
That's what I mean.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Where is my life headed? Will I find true love?
Should I change careers?
When you have important questions, California Psychics has answers. Over 150 gifted psychics available 24/7, helping people just like you. And California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
My California Psychic experience was primo. I was just astonished. I never expected that.
Secure and confidential, California Psychics has done over 1 million readings. Just call 1-800-PREDICT. 1-800-PREDICT. And if it's not the best psychic reading you've ever had, it's free.
First, I had the chills and I felt choked up.
Our psychics will help you find love, happiness, and your true life path. Need someone to listen? Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. Remember, if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever experienced, it's free.
I definitely think California Psychics was the best psychic reading I've ever had.
visit AutismSpeaks.org.
Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
You are used, you'll find the best pricing, financing, and service for your Chevy Silverado at Purefoy Chevrolet, the best Chevy dealer in the Denver area. Find us at DenverSilverado.com or SilveradoDenver.com. No matter how you spell it, it's PurefoyChevrolet.com.
This is a public announcement for consumers who are overwhelmed with state and federal tax debt. If you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay, you can now receive a free tax review and get powerful information on settling your delinquent taxes for a fraction of what you owe. Get a free tax review from TaxLine. This is a service to the public offered by TaxLine. The call is free. The information is powerful. If you have over $10,000 of back taxes and have been hit with an IRS bank levy, wage garnishment, tax lien, excessive penalties, are afraid any of these may happen, call the tax line now. The tax line's ex-IRS agents have over 30 years of experience in negotiating rock-bottom settlements with the IRS. To access this powerful tax elimination service, call tax line immediately. 800-331-8000. Again, that number is 800-331-8000. For your free tax review, call now. 800-331-8000. 800-331-8000. Or visit www.taxline.net.
22 minutes till 10 o'clock. Little Modest Yahoo playing at the Mile High Music Festival this weekend. I believe Modest Yahoo's playing on Sunday. I don't have the schedule in front of me, but I'm pretty sure it's on Sunday. Haven't seen him before. Looking forward to it. Check out this story from USA Today real briefly. Dealer offers AK-47 with each new truck purchase. No kidding. A Missouri truck dealer hopes to reverse a nationwide slide in sales with a catchy offer, an AK-47 with every new truck purchase. Max Motors of Butler, Missouri, features a drawing of a Soviet-made assault rifle and an animated cartoon character wielding two handguns against the backdrop of a waving American flag. Nothing like guns. I mean, what's more American than guns and selling big trucks in Missouri? 303-713-7600. Let's get back to him. Let's go to Peg. Peg's in Boulder. Good morning, Peg.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm good. I'm ready for the weekend. I'm only about 21 minutes and 40 seconds away.
And you're out of here.
I'm just kidding.
Just a quick comment. Best concert ever that I saw, 1963, Chicago. The Stones.
Chicago and the Stones?
Yeah. They couldn't even fill the theater. I got free tickets. They were giving them away.
Is that right? And that was when the Stones were at the height.
It was their first concert ever. Their first
American concert?
American tour.
Right.
Yeah, because they were recording over in Chicago at the old Mercury Records.
Yeah, I've not seen the Stones either. I'd like to see them live.
Well, you know,
I mean, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards are still rock stars, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. At that time, it was Brian Jones was their guitarist.
Yeah.
So this was the old,
yeah, the original lineup.
A little shocking at that time, weren't clean cut.
And it's like we look at them then in 64, and their hair wasn't long by any means, but everybody called them long hairs.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't long. It was just like basically just down to their shoulders, not any longer. They weren't hippies.
But top price ticket at that time was $5.
Wow. Man, I miss the days when concert tickets were cheap.
Yeah.
I used to see Widespread Panic for seriously like $15 in 1994. Now it's like I go to see them, it's like $60, $70, $80.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, and we're talking, I had about fifth row center seat.
Wow.
You know, so.
Yeah,
you know,
ticket prices, they're out of control right now, and it looks like some folks within the industry are trying to get that straight. You know, when you got Ticketmaster selling tickets, and they sell out, then immediately on their sister website, I guess, it's Tickets Now, and it's like a scalper site, but it's a Ticketmaster scalper site. So they're selling the same tickets minutes after they go on sale when it sells out for inflated prices, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely outrageous. Anyway, you have a good weekend.
You too, Peg.
I just want to put my 2 cents in.
You got
it. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. All right, 303-713-7600. We do have an open line. David in Fort Collins, you're in my next call. Hey, David.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, excuse me. Hey, John, it's me, Dave, the stagehand from Fort Collins. How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Awesome. This is a great topic. I listened to you, and I'm glad. I miss Jay for sure, don't get me wrong, but I like talking to you, listening to you, and this concert thing's great, obviously.
Yeah, I'm just trying to have a little fun here on Friday as a side note. It wasn't my main topic of conversation Xanadu, if you're listening.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, you know, Widespread's here, so that's pretty close and near and dear to your heart.
Yeah, man, there's a ton of other bands out there that, you know, people be into, so I'm expecting a really good show this weekend.
Yeah, I just wanted to, I've seen so many concerts, John, and you know, I've told you before, I used to go to concerts. I grew up in the Bay Area in San Jose, California.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen them all. I saw the Stones when Clarence Clemens came up and played on White Horses.
Sweet.
The East Street Band was down in L.A., and that was one of the perks of living on the coast out there is you get those type of crossovers. I think we've talked about that before, actually off the air. But I think my favorite and best concert is really tough. It's between two of them, the Pink Floyd show here in 88.
Yeah, I didn't catch that one. I got to see the 94 show, man.
I worked the 94 show. But that one was incredible. But then the other one was, it's kind of strange, was it not strange, I guess, was a Red Rock show. It was Neil Young, I think it was 92, all by himself acoustic. And
Sweet. It was
really awesome.
Yeah, and Neil Young, I've gotten to see him a couple times in the last couple of years. I got to see him at DU earlier this year. That was sweet.
Right. Well, my first concert, 79, was Cheap Trick, Pat Travers, and Blue Oyster Cult in San Jose, California.
Cheap Trick, man. That's awesome. That's one of my brother's favorite bands. Yeah.
They stole the show by far.
Rick Nielsen's a stud, man. Those funny guitars he used to play.
So, yeah. And then, like I told you before, I think I saw that show. It was my first show. I worked at the Budweiser Event Center when they came, and I actually met him.
Oh, yeah?
After like 25 years or something, 26 years, yeah.
Yeah, it's Rick Nielsen. What's the other guy's name? Xander, isn't it? Like
Robin Xander.
Robin
Bunny
Xander.
Carlo, and
yeah.
Bunny Carlos, yeah, those guys. And, yeah, it was just great. And I love shows. I love working them. I hope you have a good
Oh, for sure. I'm going to ask my producer, Erica, hey, will you line up a song for me coming in next break? It's called She's Tight by Cheap Trick. I hope
yeah.
we have it in the...
Awesome song.
All right. Thanks for bringing back the memories, dude.
All right, buddy. You take care.
All right, David. Take care, man. 303-713-7600. Cheap Trick, man. My brother turned me on to it. I remember like sneaking into my brother's room and playing his Cheap Trick albums on vinyl. My brother turned me on to basically all the music I listened to. 303-713-7600. Andy in Broomfield. Good morning, Andy.
Hey, great topic today.
Thanks, man.
I saw Cheap Trick. I think it was the Cheap Trick Robert Plant concert.
Is that right?
2 years back, and that was great. Yeah, Plant came out and played almost all Zeppelin. It was perfect.
Yeah, it was one of his studio. Yeah, I remember that. And it was what was the name of the album Robert Plant was on tour for? The Burning Down One Side, I think, is what it was called.
I don't remember, but he played like one or two of his singles, and then he played all Zeppelin the rest of the concert.
Sweet. I saw Robert Plant with Joan Jett and the Heartbreakers at Red Rocks. And it was so disappointing. Oh, man, it was horrible.
Oh,
people
bad.
Were throwing stuff at Joan Jett, though, which I don't condone, but it was, you know, she was kind of booed off the stage.
She wasn't prepared, I guess.
No, uh-uh.
Nice. Well, one concert I think is impossible, but I was lucky enough to be in Atlanta in the mid-90s when Panic really took on, really started to get big. So they used to play at the, have you heard of the Fox Theater in Atlanta?
Of course.
And, yeah, they used to play 3-4 nights every New Year's, and any of those concerts could be considered my favorite. I mean, that place, it was so funny, because one night they'd have, like, an orchestra or an opera, and the next night they'd have, you know, Panic or Fish or something playing in there. So it felt like you were at a friend's house and his parents were out of town.
Yeah, I hear the Fox Theater there in Atlanta is really, really sweet, and it's a bummer that the Georgia Theater burnt down as well there, like, I think last month.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
And that's another one of those, you know, old school Southern theaters that has housed, you know, some of the most popular bands in America.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it burned down there in Athens, which is a super bummer.
Yeah. I
but
know
yeah, so Fox Theater, those Fox Theater Panic shows are unbelievable, those New Year's runs.
Yeah,
and then they, of course, got so big, they had to start working Phillips Arena instead.
Yeah, I saw the 2000 New Year's show there, and, you know, it was nice, but it wasn't the same.
Yeah, no, I like the little theaters, man. Little theaters are way better than the big. You know, I'd rather see my bands play at the Fillmore here in Denver than see them at Pepsi Center.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I won't even go to the basketball stadium-type concerts anymore. It's just...
I'll tell you what, it was a free-for-all, though, over New Year's for the Widespread Panic shows. I'm not kidding you, and I don't know if this is going to throw up a red flag for the kind of music I like, but I saw nitrous tanks on the floor of the Pepsi Center during the show. I'm not kidding.
Not surprising.
I wonder how that slipped through security. Thank you very much, Andy.
No,
No problem.
All right, man. Have a great one.
You too.
303-713-7600. Jacob in Cheyenne. Good morning, Jacob.
How you doing, John?
Good, brother. You?
Pretty good, man. Great show, dude.
Thanks.
So I was just wanted to talk on ways to fuel or the cost of Medicare for, you know, everybody.
Okay.
And I think that a great way to do it is just through sin tax. I know people all up in arms about the sin tax they just increased on cigarettes and all.
Right.
But, and I'm not a smoker, but, I'm a huge wine connoisseur, and I wouldn't mind it. I think we should increase sin tax across the board.
On alcohol, cigarettes, potato chips, sodas.
No, but, you know, things are detrimental to our health, like, since it was killed.
Driving is detrimental to your health.
Right, but drunk driving is more detrimental.
Right, maybe it's surtaxes, DUI. But how about my idea from earlier? You tax churches.
I think that's a great idea. I think it's a great idea. I also think that we should legalize marijuana.
They're in the business of helping people, aren't they?
What's that?
Aren't churches in the business of helping people?
Yeah, but they should still. I mean, I don't think it's. I think that it's a business. And it's
yeah, it is a business. You know their tax exempt status drives me insane.
Exactly. I think we should legalize marijuana and tax the hell out of that.
Yeah.
Too.
You know what? We could take care of our economic crisis right now if you legalize
exactly.
marijuana.
It's easy. And I
what did they say in California? They could raise, what, $1.3 billion a year? I think it was in the billions, not million.
I know. I think you're right. But I'm not saying, like, it has to be outrageous or anything. I'm just saying, like, if you increase taxes on cigarettes, on alcohol, and you legalize marijuana, and you tax that, then not only are you going to feel costs for parks, for Medicare, for the school system, but you're also going to, you know, people are going to be smoking, start smoking as often. People aren't going to drink as much. You know what I'm saying? So you're just increasing that. And I know that, you know, people are all up in arms about it because people like to smoke. I mean, I love wine and I like to drink too. And if they increase, I'd be okay with them increasing.
But hey, if you had a pound extra 10 cents on a bottle of wine, you wouldn't be that upset about it.
Absolutely. I'd much rather do that than have to pay taxes on my income.
Well, hey, check this out.
I'd much rather do that, man.
Check this out. You know how they have this new late fee for at the DMV if you don't register on time?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
All right,
I live in Wyoming. We don't have that tax.
Right. Well, we have it here in Colorado going on right now. And the late fee starts at $25 a month the first month, then it goes up to $100.
Uh-huh.
So far, since this has gone through, they've collected $2 million in late fees. Almost $3 million. There's ways to raise this money. I just don't think people are being inventive enough.
Well, yeah, you don't need to do it through income tax either. I hate that. Like, I just shouldn't be taxed on the money I earn. I should be taxed. I'd rather be taxed on stuff, on luxury items, like stuff that I want, like alcohol or cigarettes.
That's a good point, man. That's a great point.
And the other thing I wanted to tell you, like, the greatest concert I've ever been to.
Yes, sir.
It was like one of the last concerts at the old Mile High Stadium. It was a Summer Sanitarium Tour. It was Power Man 5000, System of a Down, Kid Rock, Korn, and Metallica.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was sick, man.
So you're a metalhead, huh, Jacob? You can go check out. You should come down to Denver this weekend and check out Tool and Incubus and Widespread Panic.
I would love to, man, but unfortunately I got a family.
All right, man, I hear you. Well,
get up and run, man.
Jacob, thanks for the call, man. Take it easy up there in Wyoming.
I appreciate it, man.
All right, dude.
Bye.
303-713-7600, 10 minutes before 10 o'clock. Pierre, Dave, and Tom, I want to take your phone calls next. I'm going to step aside, give everybody time to get in here before we shoot it over to Ed Schultz, coming up at 10:05 after CBS News. But first, Todd Parker and our last look at traffic during the J. Marvin Show.
Pretty good speeds as you're out and about right now. There are no crashes or stalls to get in your way. Speeds on I-25 greatly improved as you're coming out of Thornton and Northland. That's the scene of an earlier crash that occurred right around 84th, so you shouldn't have any problems as you're trying to get downtown. No problems to report on I-70 over that elevated stretch. If you're heading out to DIA, picking somebody up, dropping somebody off, catching a flight yourself, parking is starting to become a premium with the Pikes Peak shuttle lot and the East Economy lot both completely at capacity. The other lots do have spaces available. Security wait times less than 15 minutes. Pinney Boulevard's wide open. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, summertime means road trips. Your neighborhood Toyota dealers have all the right tools, technicians, and parts to help make sure your Toyota continues to run like a Toyota. They are the one-stop shop for all your maintenance needs. Toyota, moving forward.
I would submit to you that what has become our
Now at the Home Depot, get end-of-season savings with 25 to 50% off select patio sets.
With all the money you save on the furniture, you can invest in a new grill or an umbrella to dress up your patio even more. Or, for the autumn ahead, a fire pit to add to the warm glow you'll already feel when you save 25 to 50% on select patio furniture. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only, see store for details.
Heads up, everybody! Now you can get Comcast high-speed internet with Power Boost for $19.99 a month for 6 months. So that means we really gotta bust our hump. I'm gonna need some experts on this one. So Mixmaster,
what's up?
I need you to handle music downloads.
Now, pizza lyrics, look to me. You'll kick them from your laptop to your MP3.
Big Eddie, I need you to beef up virus protection.
Sure thing, boss. As soon as I find my brass knuckles.
Shutterbug.
Yuck.
I need you to handle the photo center.
I'll do it now.
Fast.
Happy. Maple. Fiat.
And White Lightning. Make those download speeds faster than ever.
Done.
Great. Get right on it.
No, I mean, I'm finished. It's done.
Get the biggest value in internet. Comcast high-speed internet with Power Boost lets you download your favorite movies and music lightning fast. And the McAfee security suite is included. Get it all right now for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Offer ends 7/31/09. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to performance service for new residential customers. After promotional period, regular charges apply. Equipment installation and taxes extra. For more information, visit Comcast.com.
Excitement over Apitrim? Because it contains an amazing all-natural ingredient that's been shown to help control hunger safely. In a clinical study, 100% of participants who used Apitrim as directed lost weight or inches without changing their diet or adding exercise. Current supplies are limited, so consumers who don't call in the next 48 hours may have to wait until more Apitrim is available. For your free bottle, call 1-800-500-4452. 1-800-500-4452.
All right, we've got to wait for the hook here. Hold on, phone calls. I'm coming through. God, that's awesome. Cheap Trick. It reminds me of Fast Times at Ridgemont High. God, the 80s were so awesome. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Pierre in Hartsel. Good morning, Pierre.
Hey, good morning, John.
How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I hope you have a great time this weekend.
Thank you. I will. I will.
Okay.
I got about 60 seconds apiece here, Pierre. I'm short on time, but I want to get you.
I wanted to comment about Lindsey Graham and his little desegregation that he would never have voted for it yesterday. And I thought, geez, you know, if that is so Republican, walk and goose step with all the rest of them that you can't even make up your own mind. You have to go with the flow of your people. So one thing I can say about Democrats, at least.
And why do we need to know why Lindsey Graham, how he'd vote on a certain, or, you know, if he was a judge, how he would have adjudicated a case?
I think it was disgusting.
It was disgusting. Yeah, honestly, thank you for bringing that up.
They just make fools of themselves. Yeah. Like, how many times did she have to say, you know, what she said? I'm going, Jesus, I wouldn't have had the patience. I would have had to say to him, how many times do I have to tell you guys the same answer over and over?
She came off like a champ.
Yeah, she did, so. Anyway, best concert, I don't know because there's so many of them, but...
come on, number one, Pierre, you can do it.
Okay, probably Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble
yeah.
and Rainbow.
Oh, wow, Rainbow Music Hall.
Yeah, it was great, so...
Sweet. Hey, Pierre, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
I appreciate it. You know, they have the old original Rainbow Music Hall event. I guess it's like a big banner at Sancho's Broken Arrow, the coolest bar on earth. Down there by the Fillmore. Let's go to Dave in Littleton. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, how you doing?
Hey, man, good. I got about 60 seconds for you.
I'd have to say I have two concerts that really stand out that I've been to that I thought were great. When I was in the Navy, we pulled into Perth, Australia, and we scored second row center stage tickets to go see the Stones.
Sweet.
When we got in.
The Stones in Australia? Wow.
Yeah. It was a fun show. It was a good time.
I'm sure it was, man. I've always wanted to see the Stones, but damn, tickets are so expensive when they come around.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. They're pretty pricey for out there. That was in 95, and I think they're around
like 100 bucks
a piece
right.
or something. Yeah, like 95 bucks a piece.
Yeah, now those are going for a second row center. You just think what you'd be paying now, though, dude.
Oh, I know. It'd be crazy.
All right, Dave.
The other show would be San Diego Fight, Suicidal Tendencies, and Metallica, and there was like 115,000 people there. It was a good show.
A lot of love for Metallica this morning. Dave, thanks a million for the call, man. I'm trying to squeeze a couple more in here.
Yeah, I did.
All right, have a great weekend. Enjoy. Tom in Denver. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, John. How you doing?
I'm good. You, sir?
Good, good. Hey, I've got a few of them, so I'll just run through them real quick, and maybe you've been to them a couple of these because they were here in Denver.
Okay.
But, Deep Purple was my first concert here.
Is that right?
In Denver, yeah. And then a variety, Chaka Khan, Gap Band and War were here in Denver. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, Fleetwood Mac, that was up in Boulder.
Uh-huh. Do you ever get to see the Family Dog?
No. Uh-huh.
You never went to the Family Dog? I guess it was only like around for like 2 years, maybe not even 2 years.
Oh, really?
But it was kind of like, you know, I'm trying to think of the guy's name that was out there. He was like Bill Graham's main not opponent, but competition, and he came and brought Family Dog here to Denver.
Okay. Huh.
So what's your number one, though? Out of all those, which is your favorite one, Tom?
Wow. Well,
Chaka Khan?
No, probably, in its own way it was cool, but big names, I think Moody Blues at Red Rocks was great. Grover Washington Jr., I saw them there at Red Rocks. Earth, Wind, and Fire, I saw them at Boulder and Denver. Pure Prairie League opened for Linda Ronstadt, I think that was like back in 78. But I guess the most memorable one was actually one that I wasn't at. It was the day after the Beatles came, and I went up to Red Rocks, and me and my cousin, and we were walking around, and there was all kinds of graffiti from all the women that just loved Paul and John, and, you know, they wrote...
I got 10 seconds left for you, Tom. I'm sorry. I'm running short.
No, that's okay, man. Hey, just take care and have a good weekend.
You got it, man. I wish I had more time to get everybody in, and I apologize if you're waiting and didn't get through. We'll talk to you soon. John Turk filling in for Jay Marvin. It's the Jay Marvin Show. Going to step aside now. CBS News is next, and then the Ed Schultz Show coming up at 10:06.
What are your favorite things to buy, see, and do in Colorado? Food, nightlife, travel? You can win dinner and a night at the JW Marriott in Cherry Creek just for telling us your favorite things on AM760.net.
What is Performance Now? Once it was all about power, but Performance Now is all about knowledge. With the BMW 3 Series, it's knowing you're driving the number one selling car in its class. It's knowing you're driving what Car and Driver hailed as one of the 10 best for an unprecedented 18th year in a row. It's also knowing the 3 Series sedan was selected a 2009 top safety pick by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. And it's knowing you're driving a finely tuned machine that costs you virtually nothing to maintain, thanks to BMW Ultimate Service. That's knowledge. And as any BMW engineer will tell you, knowledge is power. Performance Now is the 3 Series, yours to test drive at a local BMW center. For Ultimate Service details, call 1-888-311-4BMW.
Now through August 31st, lease a BMW 328i xDrive for $369 a month. Visit your local BMW center today or go to frontrangebmw.com/finance for details.
AM 760.